we're moments away from Dunedin Blue Jays baseball.
Feliz crushes it deep into the Dunedin night. The walk-off winner for the Jays.
Let's head to the ballpark. For all the play-by-play action, here's the voice of the DJs, Larry Larson.
From Lecom Park in bright and sunny Bradenton, Florida, it's almost time for Dunedin Blue Jays baseball. Tonight, it's the fifth game of a six-game series between the Blue Jays and the Bradenton Marauders, the Pittsburgh Pirates single-A affiliate here in the FSL. Good evening, everybody. It's Larry Larson with you. Happy Memorial Day weekend. Glad you could spend some time with us here on your Saturday. Blue Jays trying to get back in the win column after three straight losses after they took the series opener on Tuesday, and last night was a particularly heartbreaking loss. With that loss, the Blue Jays are 20-23 this year, and so is Bradenton, both teams 10 games back of the first-place Clearwater Threshers, who picked up their 30th win of the season last night. They're 30-13, and they were the first non-AAA team in all of minor league baseball to 30 wins with that victory last night. So it's going to be tough to catch them. Blue Jays need to start winning sooner rather than later. Let's recap last night's ball game for you. All seven runs were scored on home runs, and the first one belonged to the Blue Jays and Alexis Hernandez in the second inning. It's 0-1. Hernandez drives it high in the air, deep to left, and you can kiss it goodbye. Alexis Hernandez with his first homer as a Blue Jay. It's a two-run bomb to rocket the Blue Jays in front, 2-0 in the second. So that made it 2-0, and then Bryce Arnold added to the lead and made it 3-0 with a solo homer in the fourth. So the Blue Jays led 3-0, and it stayed that way thanks to an excellent start from Fernando Perez, a top 30 Blue Jays prospect. Fernando pitched like a top 5 Blue Jays prospect last night, went 6 1/3 innings without allowing a run, struck out 7, and didn't walk anybody until his final inning of work in the 7th. Came back out, struck out the first guy he faced, Esmerlin Valdez, and that allowed a solo homer to Shaylin Polanco. That made it 3-1. Perez stayed in and then walked Sergio Campagna. So then he exited, Keiner Leon came on, and stranded runners on the corners to end that 7th inning, keeping the Blue Jays ahead, but that didn't last very long. In the bottom of the 8th, Leon came back out, allowed singles to Braylon Bishop and Omar Alfonso, and then with one out, Esmerlin Valdez belted a 3-run go-ahead home run to left field that put the Marauders in the driver's seat for the first time last night, and that was the only lead that they would need as they hung on for the victory 4-3. So probably one of the more frustrating losses so far this season for the Blue Jays as we stand here on May 25th, second month of the season, not the second month of the year. Let's get you the pitching matchup for tonight's ball game. Two right-handers going at it. It's Christian Curtis for the Marauders. Curtis at 6'5", 210, 22 years old, drafted by the Pirates in the 12th round in last year's draft, and he throws hard. Fastball reaches 97 miles an hour. It's all about command for him. He's got 26 strikeouts to 17 walks and 27 1/3 innings of work. He hasn't pitched longer than 4 2/3 so far this year, so his night might be short. Comes into this one with a 5.93 ERA. For the Blue Jays, it's Nolan Perry, the right-hander from New Mexico. He's at 6'2". Blue Jays drafted him in 2022 in the 12th round out of Carlsbad High School. Perry comes into this one with a limited sample size, but he's been good in that small sample size. 7 innings, 2 earned runs. That's an ERA under 2. Perry throws a fastball, sinker, curveball, and slider, and can mix them well, really leans heavily on that fastball-slider combination. And coming off an outing last week in which he only threw 2 2/3 innings but struck out 5 against Jupiter. So that's the pitching matchup tonight. Nolan Perry for the Jays, Christian Curtis for the Marauders. Well, news came across the wire earlier today that Connor O'Halloran has been promoted to High A Vancouver, so the Blue Jays starting rotation takes a bit of a hit. What a season it was, or at least a start to the season it was for Connor. His final stats with the Jays, 7 starts, 3.13 ERA in 37 and a third innings, 45 strikeouts to 13 walks. And to congratulate Connor on his call-up, he's featured on our pregame show today. We chatted with him back on April 10th. So here's that interview again as we get you set for Bradenton and the Jays tonight. We're now joined on the pregame show by yesterday's starting pitcher and winning pitcher, Connor O'Halloran. Congrats on a first start of the season, a great one. And what kind of clicked after that first inning where you ran into some trouble?
I think just going first time through an order, you got to figure out what's working for you that day, what they're swinging at. And, that can change from day to day. I mean, yesterday, definitely used the changeup a little bit more. Threw some good ones. Some got hit, though. And I realized that, flipping in breaking balls, pitching backwards a little bit, finishing with fastballs, or, just sticking all breaking balls, curveball sliders, that was what was working. So I figured that out on pretty early, thankfully. And that's what I rolled with for the rest of it.
You got 6 appearances here with Dunedin last year. What did you learn from that small sample size?
I think definitely coming from the college game where the shot clock, the pitch clock was a little bit different. And so I think just, finding a tempo, finding a groove that works for you. I feel like last season, going into that, felt a little bit sped up. So, coming in here in spring training and everything, just being aware of that, cognizant of it, and, finding a pace that works for me, puts the pressure on the hitter, especially if you get them, behind the count early on.
Sure.
I think that definitely speeds them up and it allows you to control the game a lot more. So I think that's a big thing.
Definitely. And, with you, your first full season as a pro this year, what does it mean to you that you get to play for Toronto and Toronto system, being that you're from Canada?
Yeah, that's definitely, a dream. That's what everybody dreams of when they're a kid, And, just having my own dad who played in the organization and his brother, my uncle, who also played in the organization, that just makes it all more special. So, just making sure I represent, not just Toronto, but all of Canada. Try my best out there every time I, get the great privilege of putting on this uniform.
You mentioned your dad and your uncle. Obviously growing up with your dad around and being around baseball, what did he have for you in terms of advice about being a pro? Even though he was a catcher and you're a pitcher, a little bit different, but what's some of that advice been?
I feel like a lot of the advice about pro baseball hasn't even been about, the game, the physical game itself. It's about everything around the game. There's going to be struggles. It's a long season, a lot longer than, we've ever played, in college or high school. So being able to flow a little bit with the ups and downs, but, not falling into a deep pit or anything. So I think just learning how to manage your emotions and, just being a good person outside, around the game, with trainers, staff, media, like everybody. So
sure.
I think he made a big point on that. Like, that's a part of the job now. So,
yeah.
And then obviously within baseball, his message is always, since I was a kid, just go out there, give it everything you got, try and learn something every time you're out there.
Certainly, and, pregame interview is part of the job, I guess. Appreciate your time here today. Going back to your childhood, maybe before you knew baseball was your sport, I know you played hockey. I know you also played a little bit of volleyball. When was the moment that baseball kind of clicked and you knew, okay, this is what I want to do?
Hockey was a big one. I think I turned to baseball more when I saw some of the hockey players that were coming out of Canada. First and foremost, a lot of big names that I was able to play with, fortunately. But, seeing them, I was like, maybe I should focus a little bit more on baseball. But I think I just generally love the game more. Love playing all sports in general, but baseball is just so ingrained, I feel like, in my earliest, memories of anything. So it's just always been the game I love. I love the details, the intricacies. I love just everything about it. So, And, you know, having all those resources, it definitely helps you focus a little bit more on, you know, what you want to do. So that really helped.
100%. Now, tell me about growing up. I know you had siblings and obviously, you know, your dad being a professional athlete. What was that atmosphere like? I know siblings can get pretty competitive.
Yeah, I mean, we were all pretty athletic. I mean, me and my brother both did, you know, a lot of baseball, hockey, playing sports at school, whatever we could kind of get into. So I think just with him specifically having someone to be competitive against, you know, being younger brother, I always wanted to try and beat him, but, you know, he's always bigger, faster, stronger, still is probably. But I think just having somebody there from the beginning, you know, that made it fun, made it competitive. It made you want to do a lot more and, you know, try other things. So I think just kind of being an athlete, you know, that kind of started just from, you know, playing sports in literally the backyard. But, I mean, same thing with my mom. I mean, she was the one when my dad was at work would, you know, play catch with me in the backyard. I think she put the ball in my left hand, thankfully. And, I mean, even my sister, she'd get in on the fun with me and my brother playing sports and everything. So it's usually us just trying to beat her and everything.
Sounds like a great time. And, you know, last question here for you. Big picture, this season, what's your biggest goal for the year?
I mean, I think just being consistent in what I do well, and that's, you know, throwing strikes. It's not going to overpower you, but if I can be consistent in throwing strikes and just attacking the zone, using my, you know, fielders behind me, and I think good things will happen. So, I mean, I think if I just keep continuing to do that, you know, time after time, then, you know, good things will happen and go from there.
100%. Connor, appreciate your time, and congrats again on yesterday.
Thank you. Appreciate it very much.
That was our conversation from last month with now former Dunedin Blue Jay Connor O'Halloran. Again, just earned the call-up to High A Vancouver last night. So congratulations to Connor. Blue Jays will certainly miss him in their starting rotation as he was top 10 in the league in multiple categories. He was ready for the next level. Let's get you the starting lineups. First for the Dunedin Blue Jays, starting with Victor Arias. Had the night off last night. Tonight, he's out in center. Manny Beltre is the DH, batting second. Tucker Thomann will play shortstop and bat third. Christian Feliz is over at first base. He's the cleanup man tonight. Alexis Hernandez, fresh off his first homer of the year last night, is out in right, batting fifth. Nick Deschamps will do the catching tonight, hitting sixth. Bryce Arnold is over at second base, batting seventh. Daniel Perez will hit eighth and play left. And Marcos De La Rosa rounds it out, batting ninth and playing third base. Those are the Dunedin Blue Jays. These are the Bradenton Marauders, who have taken each the last three games this week. Braylon Bishop will lead it off and play left field. Jason DeLay, the rehabbing major leaguer, will do the catching tonight and bat second. Shailene Polanco is the DH. He homered last night, batting third tonight. Eddie Rodriguez had last night off. Tonight, he's the cleanup man playing right. As Merlin Valdez was the hero last night for the Marauders, three-run homer in the eighth. He'll bat fifth and play first base. Kalai Harrison is the shortstop tonight, batting sixth. Sergio Campagna is out in center, hitting seventh. Javier Rivas will bat eighth and play third base. And Wesley Zapata will bat last and play second base for Bradenton. Blue Jays trying to avoid a series loss here this week. If Bradenton wins tonight, it's a series win for them. We've got First Pitch coming up next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We are just about ready for baseball tonight between the Dunedin Blue Jays and Bradenton Marauders. It's the fifth game of a six-game series here at Leecom Park in Bradenton. Couldn't ask for a better night for baseball once again. We've had beautiful weather all week long. It's carried over here into Memorial Day weekend. Game time temperature at 86 degrees under clear skies. There is one cloud out overhead in center field, but that's all. Christian Curtis, the hard-throwing right-hander, is ready for work. He'll face Victor Arias, the Blue Jays' leadoff man. Curtis, with a fastball that reaches over 97 miles an hour, comes into this one with a 5.93 ERA and 27 and a third innings of work and seven games started. Blue Jays suiting up in their alternate blues tonight. Bird head emblem on the left chest, along with blue and white numbers on the back. First pitch to the lefty, Arias misses inside, and we are underway at 6:31 Eastern Time. Glad you're with us. Thanks for making DJ's Baseball part of your Memorial Day weekend. Curtis with a slow, minimal windup, steps and throws, and Arias takes fastball at 96 inside. Two balls, no strikes. Pedro Torres is the home plate umpire tonight, calling balls and strikes. It is a human umpire strike zone, 2-0 pitch. That one's in there. Fastball at 95 in the tip top of the zone. Makes it 2-1. Richie Arredondo is the field umpire tonight. Arias was a pinch runner last night, 2-1 to him. He takes a called strike. That was the cutter there from Curtis. He throws a wide variety of pitches. He's even the count, two balls, two strikes. After a long pause, here comes the 2-2 offer. Arias swings and foul tips it off Jason DeLay's mitt. The rehabbing major league catcher couldn't hang on. Still 2-2. Arias now hitting .264 on the year in 33 games. He calls time here before the 2-2. He's cooled off this month, hitting 197 after an electric April. Curtis has the sign. And now the next 2-2. Arias takes upstairs and a slider just barely. And now it's full. Curtis throws a four-seam fastball, a cutter, a slider, a changeup, a curveball, and a sinking fastball. So a little bit of everything from him. The payoff pitch. Arias takes inside. That's ball four. Real close on the fastball at 97. But the Blue Jays put the leadoff man on to start the ball game. Brings up Manuel Beltre for the first time tonight. Manny went 1-for-3 last night. His bat is hot. Hitting .350 in his last 10 games. He's had a big month. Batting average climbing these days. Righty on righty, first pitch. He takes low and in. It gets through DeLay, but not far enough. And Arias stays put at first. Decides not to test the big league arm. Probably wise. And it's 1-0. If you were with us last night, you know we mentioned the wind a ton because it was blowing out. What do you know? It's blowing out again towards center. Really whipping the flags out in center field on top of the batter's eye. 1-0. Beltre takes a slider downstairs. Two balls, no strikes. Beltre hitting .260 in 39 games. Tied for the team lead with 21 runs driven in. A 2-0. Manny takes all the way and takes a called strike. Fastball caught the outside edge. 2-1. Marauders in their alternates tonight, honoring America, it appears, 2-1. Beltre takes low and away. Three balls, one strike. Marauders with navy blue tops with their home white pants. Marauders across the chest in red with a white and navy blue outline. Same for the numbers on the back. 3-1 pitch to Beltre. On the way. He lifts it high in the air into straightaway left. Not going to be deep enough. Bishop comes in, and the left fielder makes the catch. Arias fakes a tag from first, but the throw is on the money from Bishop. He again doesn't test it, and Beltre's out number one. In the top of the first. No score, just getting started. And here's Tucker Thoman. Thoman, left-handed batter against the right-handed throwing Curtis. Had last night off. He's 5-for-12 this week. He's another guy that appears to have turned a corner here lately. First pitch. Thoman swings and misses on a changeup. And it's 0-1. Tucker hitting .235 on the season, but .308 over his last 10 games. And in that span is OPS. Is at .763. Here comes the 0-1. Thoman swings through the changeup. Quickly 0-2. Right now is a very difficult time of day to hit at Lecom Park. Mound is in the sun. Plate is in the shade. The ball travels in the sun for a moment and then dives into the shadow. 0-2. Thoman swings and misses on a third consecutive changeup. He's down on strikes for out number two. First strikeout tonight for Christian Curtis. That brings up Christian Feliz. Back-to-back lefties in this Jays lineup. A lot of lefties in the order tonight. Six of them if you count Marcos De La Rosa, the switch hitter, batting ninth. First pitch to Feliz is driven into shallow right. Rodriguez races in. He gets there and makes the catch. And that ends the inning. There's a loud pop-up off Feliz's bat, but had no carry. And the Blue Jays can't capitalize on a leadoff walk to Victor Arias. We go to the bottom of the first. No score on Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. We've got no score going to the bottom of the first inning, and Nolan Perry is set to face the top of the Marauders lineup to open his night. It'll be Braylon Bishop, Jason DeLay, and Shailene Polanco for the 20-year-old right-hander Perry. He'll face the left-handed hitting Bishop to start. First pitch. Misses upstairs on a fastball at 92, and it's 1-0. This is Perry's fourth start of the year. It's been very limited. 1-0. Is popped up into shallow center. Thoman, the shortstop, out. The left fielder, Perez, in. And in shallow center, he makes a reaching catch. Now that ball turned into an adventure as Victor Arias is playing very deep in center. Perez had to run a long way, but at the end of the day, it's just an F7. And here's Jason DeLay. It's a hearty ovation at Lecom Park. Rehabbing major leaguer. First pitch to him, a cut and a miss on a fastball, and it's 0-1. DeLay has played 128 games in the big leagues over the last three seasons with Pittsburgh. A one. Perry misses outside on the fastball. One ball, one strike. Delay here in Bradenton, coming off some knee inflammation. The wind in the pitch. He takes a cutter down and outside. Two balls, one strike. Perry throws a slider, fastball, sinker, curve, and change. It's 2-1. Misses up and away on a fastball. Runs it to 3-1. That cutter will pop up on occasion, not often. That also just might be his slider. 3-1. Miss is outside. That's ball four. So Delay works a very quick walk. Without Delay, you could say. And there's a one-out base runner for Bradenton at the bottom of the first. We've got no score. And here's Shailene Polanco. Polanco homered last night. Part of a big night for him. Went 2-for-4. With a homer and a single. First pitch to the lefty. A swing and a miss. Might have been thinking home run there. It's 0-1. Polanco, not a hitter for average. Batting 153. He is a hitter for power. Four home runs. 0-1. He reaches out and chops it foul. First base side. And it's 0-2. Polanco, a ranked Pittsburgh prospect. Number 15 on MLB.com's list. Not in the top 30 according to Baseball America, but he's in the neighborhood. 0-2. Polanco comes up empty on the high fastball. He's down on strikes. Uno, dos, adios for Nolan Perry's first punch out tonight. Here's Eddie Rodriguez. Rodriguez, a right-hander. Had the night off last night. He's 3-for-12 this week with an RBI. No score, bottom one. Perry from the stretch sets and fires. And a fastball misses outside for ball one. Perry with a bright burgundy glove. Very hard to miss, especially against the backdrop of his blue alternate jersey tonight. He sets and fires. And a curveball falls in there for a called strike, and it's 1-1. One of the keys tonight for Perry is really going to be establishing that fastball, challenging hitters on the fastball. He did that last week. It was a focus for him, and it really worked well with five strikeouts. 1-1. Misses a touch outside on the slider. 2-1. Perry's five strikeouts last week in just 2 2/3 innings. 45 pitches. The pitch. Misses low and away. Three balls and one strike on Rodriguez. We should expect Perry to go a little bit deeper into tonight's ball game. We'll keep an eye on the pitch count as we go. Rodriguez, a 267 hitter in 21 games. He's been productive. 3-1. He takes a called strike. It's challenged by Rodriguez. He just keeps on walking to first. He knew it was ball four. Bit of a roll of the dice as a hitter to be that confident that you're right before a challenge. But lo and behold, Rodriguez was right. And he's aboard with the second walk of the inning for Bradenton. So Delay up to second. Rodriguez on for S. Merlin Valdez, who came up in this similar spot last night in the eighth inning and decided the game with a three-run homer in the bottom of the eighth. And time is called. Nick Deschamps, the catcher, calls it. So the Blue Jays lost a heartbreaker last night, 4-3. They led for the vast majority of the game, 3-0. First pitch. Misses down in the dirt, sliding stop from Nick. 1-0. That homer for Valdez last night was his fourth this month after hitting just one in April. So it took him a bit to find the power, but now he's found it. 1-0. Valdez takes outside. Two balls, no strikes. Valdez, a 228 hitter in 37 games. He's driven in 21 runs, leads the team. Perry behind 2-0. He deals and miss is outside, just off the outside edge. That's 3-0. A long bottom of the first inning for Nolan Perry. Two starts ago, he only pitched the first on the road at Fort Myers. Here comes the 3-0. Valdez takes high and outside for ball four. And Nolan Perry has walked the bases loaded with two outs in the first. Delay down to third. Rodriguez up to second. And Yoel Hernandez, the pitching coach, out to the mound. Hernandez, one of two pitching coaches on the staff, handles the mound meetings here with Perry. Entire infield comes together as the Blue Jays are in a first inning jam. And very quickly, the lefty Wanmi Vasquez is warming up in the Blue Jays bullpen, throwing in front of the mound. And you can tell when a guy is in a hurry out in the bullpen. Gets the baseball right back, takes a few steps, throws, and so on and so forth. And that's what it looks like for Vasquez right now. As Kalai Harrison comes to the plate with two outs, bases full of buckos. Bottom of the first inning. No score, but that could change quick if Perry isn't careful. Harrison, the lefty, waits on the first pitch and takes up for a ball. The Blue Jays challenge it, and the call is reversed. It's a strike. So it's 0-1. Good challenge there. Both teams with a successful challenge here in the first. Perry winds and deals, and Harrison swings and misses on a curveball down. It's 0-2. Harrison went 0-3 last night. He's 2-9 on the week, batting sub-215 games. He calls time. 192 to be exact. He's got one homer and 10 runs driven in. OPS at 583. Well below average. Perry with a turn and the 0-2 toss. It swung on and missed. Strike three. Nolan Perry escapes a first inning bases loaded jam to keep the game scoreless through one. The Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Blue Jays get into trouble in the bottom of the first inning as Nolan Perry walks the bases loaded, but the Marauders come out with nothing to show for it. We've got no score going to the top of the second inning. Blue Jays trying to snap a three-game losing streak here in game five of a six-game set. Christian Curtis set to face Alexis Hernandez, 5-6-7 in the Blue Jays lineup here in the second. Right-hander on right-hander, and the first pitch to Alexis misses outside for a ball. Hernandez had a big night last night. Only had one hit, but it was a big one. His first homer with the Blue Jays, a two-run shot in the second. 1-0 pitch. Hernandez. Hernandez takes a fastball. 95 on the gun for a called strike. Letter height. It's 1-1. Curtis at 6'5 into his motion and fires. And Hernandez takes low. Call is challenged. And the call is confirmed for a ball. So it's still 2-1. Alexis still trying to find his footing here with the Blue Jays. 2-1. That pitch misses in. 3 balls, 1 strike. Alexis with a batting average at 169 in 28 games. Hitters count for him here. 3-1. Alexis gets into another one. This one's way back there, and it's way out of here. Hernandez did not homer in his first 28 games. And now, in back-to-back nights, he's got a long ball. Solo shot to put the Blue Jays ahead 1-0 in the second. Oh, it was a no-doubter. 105 off the bat, 382 feet out to left. Into the covered bleacher section. Here's Nick Deschamps. First pitch misses in for a ball. 97 on the fastball there from Curtis. A little extra hot sauce there. 1-0 pitch. Nick takes up and away. 2 balls, no strikes. Nick did not play last night. He's played 1 game here this week. He's back on Wednesday. 1-0 for 3. 0-2. Rather, 2-0 is a called strike, and now it's 2 balls and 1 strike. On a fastball that paints the outside corner. So the Blue Jays continue that home run trend as the 2-1 is swung on and missed on a cutter downstairs. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Blue Jays hit 2 homers yesterday, accounting for all 3 of their runs. And now with that homer from Hernandez, the Blue Jays have homered in 11 of their last 13 games. Shams hitting .333 in 7 games played for him this year, 2-2. He fouls it back to stay alive. Got a piece of the changeup, still 2-2. Nick spent a month on the IL. Returned last week in a game where he went 3-for-4. Not too bad. 2-2. He takes a called strike 3 on a curveball up in the zone. Deschamps challenges instantly, and the call is upheld. So the Blue Jays lose a challenge, and Deschamps is down looking on strikes for out number 1 in the second. Second strikeout for Curtis brings up Bryce Arnold, who belted his 2nd homer of the year last night. See if lightning can strike twice. First pitch to him. He takes a cutter just upstairs for a ball. 1-0. Arnold went 2-for-4 last night in a 1-run loss. Curtis with a breath, a kick in the pitch. Misses out. 2 balls, no strikes. 1-0 Blue Jays. Top of the 2nd inning. Arnold at 5'10 from the right side. Waits on the pitch. And takes outside again. 3 balls and no strikes. Bryce has been really patient this week. He's drawn 5 walks. On the verge of another one here. 3-0. He takes upstairs. That's ball 4. So it's 6 walks for Bryce Arnold this week. And 4 games played. Man aboard for Daniel Perez, left-handed hitter. Perez went 1-for-4 last night with a strikeout. Also grounded out to end the game. Blue Jays holding a 1-0 lead. Visitors 2nd inning. Perez the lefty against Curtis the righty. First pitch. Perez takes a called strike. And it's 0-1. Curtis had quite the college journey. He opened his career at Texas A&M. And didn't pitch there initially due to injury. 0-1 misses out. 1 ball, 1 strike. So after 2 years really riddled by arm injuries, he then transferred to Arizona State, where he wasn't overly successful, had an ERA over 7 in his only season there. 1-1. Perez takes low and outside, and it kicks over towards the first base line. Too far for DeLay to catch up to it, and Arnold's up to second base. Good read from Arnold. Blue Jays have a man in scoring position trying to tack on to that 1-0 lead. It's 2-1. But despite that ERA over 7 for Curtis with the Sun Devils, got drafted in the 12th round. 2-1. Perez takes low. Fastball at 95. It was close, but it's 3 balls and 1 strike. You might be thinking, okay, guy goes into college and barely pitches for 3 seasons and then has an ERA over 7 and then gets drafted. How does that work? 3-1. Perez floats it into shallow right. Rodriguez races in and makes a running catch head high. Perez is out number 2. Arnold chases back to second base. And here's Marcos De La Rosa. So you read a little bit about Curtis's scouting report, and then it makes sense. It's at 6'5", 210. He's a big dude, looks the part, what scouts call projectable. A guy that can add some more muscle, already has plenty of muscle, has a big frame. And then it's the velo. No secret there, 97 on the fastball. First pitch to De La Rosa, swing and a miss. That was the change of pace. 86 there. And it's 0-1. Blue Jays lead 1-0. A solo homer from Alexis Hernandez back in the second. Here in the second, I should say. 0-1. De La Rosa swings and foul tips it off to Lay. And it's quickly 0-2. De La Rosa went 1-for-3 last night with a strikeout. Switch hitter batting from the left side. Rocks the bat up and down on his shoulder in an open stance. Here comes the 0-2 from Curtis. A swing and a miss. That's strike 3. Got him on the curveball, and the inning is over. Christian Curtis has 3 strikeouts through 2 innings, but the Blue Jays have a 1-0 lead thanks to a solo shot from Alexis Hernandez. We go to the home second. 1-0 Blue Jays on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles, fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Blue Jays starter Nolan Perry now pitching with the lead as it's 1-0 going to the bottom of the second inning thanks to a solo homer from Alexis Hernandez in the top half. First pitch to Sergio Campagna as a called strike on the outside corner. And it's 0-1. Campagna, the 7-batter, went 0-for-3 last night with a walk and 3 strikeouts. The pitch misses low and away. It's 1-1. Perry fires, and Campagna takes upstairs. 2 balls, 1 strike. Sergio came into this week in a small sample size, off to a good start, hitting 290 this year. The pitch is called strike on a slider. Pitch in the upper reaches of the zone causes Campagna to call time. Two balls, two strikes. He's got one homer in 13 games played. Perry tosses the 2-2, and Campagna takes low. Runs it full, 3-2. Campagna is a guy who's spent parts of each of the last four seasons here with the Marauders. Payoff pitch is fisted on the ground down to first. Feliz scoops it up, flips to Perry, who covers first in time. And that's out number one. 3-1 put out there for out number one. And here's Javier Rivas. One trend early in this game, with one out in the bottom of the second inning, Blue Jays leading 1-0, is Bradenton working a whole lot of long counts against Perry. First pitch to Rivas is a chopper towards the hole at short. Diving stop from Toman, and he's got no play. Toman with an excellent effort. Full body length dive to snag that ball to keep it from going into left, but not enough to keep Rivas from a one-out single. So there's a man aboard for the ninth batter, Wesley Zapata. 1-0 Jays, home half of the second. Zapata, a switch hitter, batting from the left side. He's played one game this week. Quick throw over to first is late. Rivas is a good runner. Got to keep an eye on him. Three stolen bases. He's been caught once. And the Marauders as a team this week have been excellent on the base paths. 11 for 11 in the set. First pitch to Zapata. Swing and a miss. 0-1. This is Zapata's 11th game this year. He's hit batting .129. 0-1. He goes after a high fastball and comes up empty. Quickly 0-2 for Nolan Perry. In Zapata's only game this week, he went 1-for-4. That was back on Thursday. Perry gathers the sign. After a long pause, he kicks and deals. And Zapata checks his swing on a high fastball. He didn't go. One ball, two strikes. So back to that trend with Perry, those long ABs. His pitch count isn't that high yet, 31, but he only went 45 pitches last week. 1-2 has flared the opposite way, fading away from Perez, and it's down for a hit. Perez fetches it before it drops too far, and that keeps Rivas to second base and Zapata to a one-out single. Back-to-back knocks brings up Braylon Bishop. Good crowd engagement tonight at Lecom Park. You'd imagine a good crowd on a night like this. Holiday weekend. Beautiful weather. No rain in the forecast. Temperatures now in the mid-80s. Opportunity for Bradenton to tie it up. First pitch to Bishop. A wave and a miss on a fading changeup. That's 0-1. Blue Jays lead 1-0, bottom of the second inning. Bishop, the leadoff man. Flight out to left his first time. Perry sets at the belt, gives a look at the runners, now comes home. Bishop hops it through the right side for a base hit. Alexis charging in and right. Rivas gets the wave around. The throw to the plate is offline. It's a game-tying RBI single for Braylon Bishop. And we are deadlocked again. It's 1-1 in the bottom of the second. The process, Zapata moves from first to third. So it's men on the corners for Jason DeLay. Got to be careful here with a big leaguer. Granted, a big leaguer who has not fared overly well at the plate throughout his career. First pitch to the righty. He takes up. One and oh. Perry trying to keep this game tied. 1-0 pitch. Delay cues it foul. Back to the screen. That's 1-1. So Jason Delay is a great example that if you're a catcher, you don't necessarily have to hit overly well to get a spot on a big league roster and stick around. Perry throws over to first. It's late. Bishop back in standing. Zapata tiptoes towards the plate, but then heads back to third. Delay has played 128 big league games throughout his career. 1-1. There goes Bishop, and the pitch misses low and away. No throw down. So Bishop swipes his way to second. Gets the double play out of order. That's 2-1 with one out. Men on second and third for Delay in a 1-1 ball game in the second. So in Delay's big league career, he's hitting .231 with just two homers. 2-1. Delay lines it out of play. First base side. Two balls, two strikes. And then you look at his minor league stats. No overly impressive numbers. The pitch just misses down and away. Blue Jays challenge it. And it's a called strike three. So the call is reversed. Welcome back to single A. Jason Delay gets his first experience with the ABS challenge system. And the computer sets him down for out number two. Third strikeout for Nolan Perry. As action in the bullpen has resumed for the Jays. First pitch to Polanco. Slow hopper down to first. Feliz scoops it up. Flips to Perry, who drops the ball at first. Zapata in from third. Bishop in from second base. The ball gets away. Polanco to second. The throw is into shallow right. And now Polanco gets up and dashes for third. The throw there is late. No, he's out. Oh, wow. I am afraid that may have been a bad call from Richie Arredondo, the field umpire. But De La Rosa tags out Polanco as he tried to take an extra base on an uber chaotic play. Two-run score on a little tapper to first and a few errors. So Bradenton takes the lead. It's now 3-1 as we go to the third. And we can catch our breath on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tell your family, friends, and coworkers that you're gone fishing with Dunedin Blue Jays as June 14th is Fishing Night at TD Ballpark. Join us for a night of fishing fun, including raffles for fishing-themed prizes and experiences to benefit Vet Catch. And don't forget to get here early as the first 1,000 fans receive a Dunedin Blue Jays fishing hat presented by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. First pitch is set for 6:30 against Bradenton. Don't get skunked. Reel in your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long.
After complete chaos gives Bradenton a 3-1 lead, we go to the top of the third inning. The first pitch to Victor Arias misses low and in. From Christian Curtis, Bradenton starter, now pitching with that lead. By the way, there's not yet an official scoring or scorer's decision submitted on that play. Pitch to Arias, a called strike in the lower half of the zone. and it's 1-1. But what happened was a little tapper to first base. 1-1 to Arias. Misses down. 2 balls, 1 strike. Christian Feliz flipped to Nolan Perry. The pitcher dropped the ball, which allowed Polanco to be safe. Then the Blue Jays threw home, and that ball got away from Deschamps. 2-1. Swing and a foul tip. And to Jason DeLay's mitt, it's 2-2. So Zapata scored from third, and then Bishop scored from second. Polanco took off for second. And the throw to second from Deschamps glanced into right field. And then Alexis Hernandez scooped it up through to third, and Polanco was out. If that sounds like a mess, it was. A very long pause. Curtis holding in his windup, now fires. Arias fouls it back onto the screen above us. Rolls down, back onto the field. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Thank goodness for these nets protecting us. Next 2-2, misses low and away, runs it full, 3-2. We are high above home plate, higher up than most press boxes in the Florida State League. And there's the normal net behind home plate, and then there's another net that covers the box. 2-2. 3-2, rather, misses outside. And that's ball four. That should be ball four. And Jose Mayorga calls time, and he says the same thing. That's ball four. And Victor Arias will take his base. So the scoreboard was off by a pitch. But Arias does indeed draw a walk. That's his second tonight, leadoff spot. So the Blue Jays have the leadoff man on to open the third, trying to respond after Bradenton scored 3 times in the bottom of the second to take a 3-1 lead. They've just submitted the scoring decision on that chaotic play that ended last inning. First pitch to Manny. Misses low and in for a ball. So Polanco reaches on a throwing error on Christian Feliz. Throwing error on Nolan Perry to the plate that allowed Bishop to score. 1-0. Called strike. 1 ball, 1 strike. And then a throwing error on Nick Deschamps that allowed Polanco to reach second. The pitch. Misses low and in. 2 balls, 1 strike. And then the throw to third base that Marcos De La Rosa fielded at third and then tagged out Polanco. So 3 errors in one play. Not great. 2-1 pitch. Beltre with a high leg kick. He lays off a curveball down and away. 3 balls, 1 strike. Beltre flied out to left back in the first. A high arcing fly ball. Arias tiptoes towards second base. Quick throw over is by the first baseman Valdez. Arias gets up and dashes to second. He'll stop there. And the Blue Jays have a man in scoring position with no outs in the top of the third. So the Marauders return one of the favors. E1. First error tonight for Bradenton. There has not been a lot of sound defense here this week. Granted, it is single A, a level known for its maybe subpar fielding. 3-1 count on Manny. The pitch from Curtis. Misses high and outside. That's ball four. The Blue Jays have 2 on with no outs to start the third inning. They trail 3-1, but the tying run comes to the plate here in the form of Tucker Toman, but not before Matt Ford, the pitching coach, comes out for a visit. So this is the issue with Curtis. It's really his command. His stuff lives up to the hype. A good fastball, good hard slider. Those are all good pitches, but he just really struggles to command the zone. That last walk to Beltre, is already the fourth walk that Curtis has issued. Last week in four innings at Tampa, he issued four walks. And those command issues have not allowed him to pitch deep into games. Mound visit is over. Everybody back to their stations. Arias on second. Beltre on first. Tucker Thoman comes to the plate, 0-for-1 with a strikeout. First pitch to Curtis. From Curtis on the way. Thoman swings and misses on a changeup. That's 0-1. And that first at-bat between Curtis and Thoman, Curtis threw three changeups. Thoman swung and missed three times. So he's now 0-4 on swings against that changeup. Let's see if Curtis goes back to it. Here's the pitch. Thoman pops it up. Foul ground on the third base side. Hanging in the air. Rivas on the warning track. Watches it drop into a youngster's mitt. Oh, he was ready, and he wasn't scared. In the third row, behind the net on the third base side, he reached out, passed one of his buddies, put the squeeze on it, and then pointed at Javier Rivas, the third baseman. And now I believe his mom says, here, pose for a picture, pose for a picture. And it will soon be all over Facebook. For good reason. In the meantime, it's 0-2 on Thoman. Here's the pitch. A swing and a miss. Went to the fastball there. Thoman down on strikes for the second time tonight. Fourth punch out for Curtis. And there's one away in the third. Brings up Christian Feliz. As the Blue Jays are behind 3-1. Top of the third. Two on for Christian. Blue Jays' foremost power threat with eight homers. First pitch to the lefty. He takes low and away. A reaching grab from DeLay behind the dish. It's 1-0. Feliz popped out to right field his first time. He's a 176 batter, but his OPS is near 700 for the year. 1-0. Feliz takes a called strike on a fastball. It's 1-1. Christian having a good month. If you joined us throughout the week, we've talked about it a lot. OPS at 833, above average, well above average. 1-1. Christian swings over a curveball, makes it 1-2. So Curtis has pitched himself into this jam. Now he's trying to pitch himself out of it. Sometimes that's just what you got to do. Curtis reads the sign from DeLay, sets above the belt, rocks and fires. And Feliz comes up empty on a fastball. After back-to-back walks, it's back-to-back strikeouts from Christian Curtis. Men still on first and second now with two down for Alexis Hernandez. Five punch-outs now for Curtis. Starting to rack them up. Righty on righty. And the first pitch to Hernandez on the way. Lays off a curveball outside for ball one. Bradenton leads 3-1, top of the third. Blue Jays only run. Off the bat of Hernandez. Solo homer in the second. The set and the pitch. Hernandez takes low. Two balls, no strikes. Alexis had a big smile on his face when I brought that homer yesterday up to him. He said it felt real good getting that home run column. Now he's doubled his total. 2-0. That's a called strike. Slider finds the inside edge. 2-1. And Alexis calls time. As the dugout shouts words of encouragement. Arias off second. He's hard to miss with a neon green base running mitt. Beltre off first. Both of them walked to open the inning. 2-1 pitch from Curtis. After a check, here it is. Misses inside, ball three. 3-1. And Curtis is one miss away from loading the bases. Nick Deschamps waits on deck. Curtis already up to 62 pitches, and we're only in the top of the third inning. 3-1 offer on the way. Hernandez takes a called strike. Fastball in the outer half of the zone. 94 on the gun. Runs it full 3-2. Curtis gets the baseball back, stretches out his arms. Long limbs at 6'5". He reads the sign, comes set, and unfurls the payoff pitch. Hernandez takes a called strike three, but now he wants a challenge, and the call is upheld. Hernandez strikes out looking, and the Blue Jays are down to their final challenge. After 2.5 innings, Blue Jays strand men on first and second, and we go to the bottom of the third. It's still 3-1 Bradenton on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tell your family, friends, and coworkers that you're gone fishing with Dunedin Blue Jays, as June 14th is Fishing Night at TD Ballpark. Join us for a night of fishing fun, including raffles for fishing-themed prizes and experiences to benefit Vet Catch. And don't forget to get here early, as the first 1,000 fans receive a Dunedin Blue Jays fishing hat presented by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. First pitch is set for 6:30 against Bradenton. Don't get skunked. Reel in your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com. Blue Jays behind 3-1 as we go to the bottom of the third inning. First offer from Nolan Perry to Eddie Rodriguez is called strike on the back door. He turns to home plate umpire Pedro Torres and says, "Are you sure?" "Maybe." 0-1. Swing and a miss on a good curveball from Perry. It's quickly 0-2. Marauders scored all three of their runs in the second inning, two of which on maybe the most chaotic play of the year for the Blue Jays. That included three errors on one play. 0-2. Rodriguez takes a sinker upstairs. One ball and two strikes. We would rehash it for you, but it's just not made for radio. Some things aren't. 1-2. Rodriguez takes down and outside. Two balls, two strikes. Just know that two runs scored, and that's the difference in this game. Anytime you've got a play with three errors on it, you know something went south. Perry with the kick and the toss. It misses outside. Runs it full, 3-2. Perry walked three in the first inning, but got out of the jam. Payoff pitch. Rodriguez takes down and away on the slider. Fourth walk issued tonight from Nolan Perry. This one opens the bottom of the third. Bradenton trying to add on to a 3-1 lead. And here's S. Merlin Valdez. First pitch to the righty, swing and a miss. That's 0-1. Perry with a breath, reads the sign and deals. And the pitch misses low and away. Deschamps knocks it down. Runner takes off for second, and the throw is late. Good read from Eddie Rodriguez. So So he dashes into scoring position. It's an RBI opportunity for Valdez, who was the hero last night. He drew a walk in the first. One ball, one strike. Perry's pitch, swing and a miss. A high fastball. That's 1-2. Perry gives a look out at Rodriguez and now comes home and misses up. So it's two balls and two strikes. Perry at 50 pitches. Wanmi Vasquez warming up in the Blue Jays bullpen as he has been for the last few innings. The 2-2. Valdez lines it into shallow left and it drops in front of Daniel Perez for a base hit. His throw back into the infield is cut off heading towards home. Keeps Rodriguez at third base and Valdez at first. First two batters of the inning reach. There's a man on for Kalai Harrison. And that'll be all for Nolan Perry. Jose Mayorga coming out, and he will call the bullpen for Wanmi Vasquez. The southpaw will come on after this, and he'll try and keep it a 3-1 Bradenton lead with no outs in the bottom of the third on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJ's fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. It's a short night for Blue Jays starter Nolan Perry. He gives way for Wanmi Vasquez as it's 3-1 Bradenton. The bottom of the third inning, Blue Jays in another jam. Eddie Rodriguez on third base. He opened the inning with a walk, and then as Merlin Valdez singled to move him over to third. Vasquez, the soft tossing southpaw, has had a lot of success early in his tenure with the DJs. He'll face Kalai Harrison here, lefty on lefty. And the first pitch, he squares to bunt, pulls back, and takes low. And it's 1-0. Not a squeeze play there, as Rodriguez was leading off third, but he was not running. Valdez being held by Feliz over at first. Vasquez with a set in the pitch. Harrison does not square and takes a backdoor breaking ball for a called strike. It's 1-1. Vasquez, in two appearances out of the bullpen, has thrown six innings. He's allowed one earned run. He steps and throws over to first. Just a, hey, I'm thinking about you throw. As Valdez is back in standing. Marauder is with 3 runs on 4 hits, 1 error. Blue Jays with 1 run on 1 hit, 2 errors. Harrison slaps it into shallow left. Perez makes a running catch. Throw back into the infield towards the plate is cut off. Harrison just hit that ball too hard. That's a big out, number one. Inning-ending double play now in order. So it's still men on the corners here for Sergio Campagna. Right-handed batter against the lefty tosser. First pitch, a swing and a miss on a fading changeup. It's 0-1. 3-1 Bradenton over the Jays, bottom three. It's been a polar opposite start compared to last night's game. 1-0. Campagna takes way outside on a fastball. 89 on the sinker. Two balls, no strikes. Last night, our game only lasted 2 hours and 1 minute, thanks in part to a lot of strikes from both starting pitchers. 1-1, Campagna takes in the dirt. Two balls, one strike. Fernando Perez went 6 1/3 for the Jays, one walk. Michael Kennedy went 6 for Bradenton without a walk. Tonight, Nolan Perry issued 4 walks. Christian Curtis has issued 4 walks. He's going to be back out for the fourth. 2-1. Campagna pops it up out of play. On the first base side, becomes a souvenir. Out into the first base plaza that they have. Features concession stands, a few palm trees. Here at historic Lecom Park. Count is 2-2. Vasquez fires and gets a called strike 3, but not so fast. Here's a challenge, and the call is upheld. Campagna set down looking for out number 2. Vasquez on the verge of getting out of this jam, keeping the score 3-1. Rodriguez on third base, Valdez over at first. Javier Rivas coming to the plate. 1-for-1 with a single and a run scored. First pitch. He takes low and in. Deschamps knocks it down. 1-0. Good play from Nick. There's a brick wall back there. Excellent defense at catcher. The pitch is a called strike. Well-located breaking ball on the inside edge. Makes it 1-1. Pause. Vasquez fires, and Rivas swings out of his shorts. Comes up empty on a fastball at 89. He was thinking about hitting that one over the bleachers out and left. Rivas at 6-6 from the right side, bats in an upright stance. The 1-2 pitch. He swings and misses for strike 3. Juanmi Vasquez, escape artist, leaves men on the corners in the bottom of the third after taking over for Nolan Perry. Score remains Marauders 3, Blue Jays 1. Third 3 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. been a busy first few innings. We go to the fourth. It's 3-1 Marauders over the Blue Jays, and the first pitch is a strike from Christian Curtis to Nick Deschamps to open up the top of the fourth. Deschamps, a left-handed batter, 0-for-1 with a strikeout, and he hops the pitch to second base. Routine for Zapata. He gobbles it up, takes his time, and throws to first in time for out number one. So Deschamps retired 4-3. Base is empty for Bryce Arnold as the Blue Jays trail 3-1. Bryce walked his first time back in the second. Blue Jays lone run coming on Alexis Hernandez's second homer in as many days, a solo shot in the second. Pitch from Curtis. Misses in. Ball one. So after Arnold's home run last night, the clip got posted to the Blue Jays' Twitter account. 1-0 pitch is cranked. High in the air, deep to center. Campagna back on the track. Has room and makes the catch. Arnold just popped that ball up a little bit too much. He gave it a ride, but not enough. And he's a quick out number two. Two quick outs for Curtis, who has really struggled with his command tonight, but he's got six strikeouts. Here's Daniel Perez. First offer to the left-handed batter. Pops. Jason DeLay's mitt called strike, and it's 0-1. Christian Curtis, 0-1. Perez pulls it through the right side for a base hit. Perez stops at first. The ground ball single. Blue Jays have a base runner with two outs in the fourth, down 3-1. So Christian Curtis, spelled K-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N, Christian, a unique spelling, went to high school with the Blue Jays' Grant Rogers. At Port Neches Groves High School in Texas. Here's Marcos De La Rosa, the nine batter. First pitch. He takes downstairs on a fastball. And it's 1-0. Curtis was a year younger than Grant, but they were both drafted in the same year in 2023. 1-0 pitch. De La Rosa takes a called strike on the outside edge. It's 1-1. Rogers drafted out of McNeese State. Curtis drafted out of Arizona State. They both played basketball at Port Neches Groves. 1-1 is a called strike. Change up in the lower reaches of the zone makes it 1-2. I asked Grant for a scouting report on Curtis. He said he throws 97 with a banger. 1-2. De La Rosa swings and misses on said banger. Good slider drops De La Rosa to a knee to end the inning. And no wonder Christian is spelled with a K. He's got seven strikeouts in four innings tonight. Blue Jays trail 3-1. As we go to the home fourth, the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
A as sun creeps through the shadows at Lecom Park. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning on another gorgeous night for baseball. Blue Jays trailing 3-1, and the first pitch to Wesley Zapata misses outside, and it's 1-0. Juanmi Vasquez back out there. He relieved Nolan Perry last inning. 1-0 pitch. Zapata jumps out of the way of a changeup. Two balls, no strikes. Zapata swings and misses on the 2-0 pitch. He singled his first time. That was back in the second inning. Vasquez with some excellent work last inning. 2-1. Zapata with another wave and a miss. Well out in front of a changeup. And that makes it 2-2. Zapata in an open stance. Waits on the pitch and takes down. Runs it full 3-2. So Vasquez came on with no outs, men on the corners, induced a soft fly out to left, and then struck out two to end the inning. Payoff pitch. Zapata takes way outside. That's ball four. And the leadoff man is aboard in the bottom of the fourth. Bradenton in the driver's seat, 3-1. And here's the top of the order in Braylon Bishop. Bishop singled and scored in that tumultuous second inning. Two runs scoring on two errors on the same play for the Jays. First pitch to Bishop is called strike. Fastball on the outside edge makes it 0-1. And maybe you joined us earlier and you heard us talk about how there were three errors on that play. The scoring has been changed. Vasquez throws over to first high. No slide from Zapata. Still 0-1 on Bishop. So just two errors on the play. One on Nolan Perry, who dropped the ball trying to cover first. 0-1 pitch. There goes Zapata, and the pitch is swung on and fouled back. All that running for nothing for Zapata. He heads back to first, and it's 0-2 on Bishop. And then the second error was the throwing error on Nolan Perry throwing to the plate. So two errors on Perry on the same play, resulting in two runs. Ironically, that means that those are unearned runs. So Nolan Perry, his final line, we'll get to it in a minute, includes no earned runs. 0-2 on Bishop. Here's the pitch. It misses up and in. Bishop leans back. And it's 1-2. So the final line on Perry, two-plus innings, four hits, three runs, none earned, four walks, three strikeouts. The 1-2. Bishop flares it into center. Arias back, now towards right. Camps underneath it and makes the catch. Zapata trots back to first base, and there's one down. We're in the bottom of the fourth. It's 3-1 Bradenton over the DJs. Jason DeLay strides to the plate to the tunes of the organ. Must not have gotten his walk-up song. DeLay, the big league rehabber, waits on the first pitch. And the righty takes inside for a ball. DeLay 0-for-1 with a walk and a looking strikeout on the challenge system. Vasquez with the set in the pitch. DeLay hops it down to third. Sliding stop from De La Rosa. Throw to second for one. The turn from Arnold. That's a double play. A slick one at that. Marcos De La Rosa with a sliding snare at third to start a 5-4-3 around the horn double play. A beauty to end the fourth inning. Vasquez faces the minimum, and we go to the fifth. Still 3-1 Bradenton on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, FlexFit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Bradenton starter Christian Curtis is back out for the fifth, pitching with a 3-1 lead over the DJs. First pitch to Victor Arias. Misses outside on a slider, and it's 1-0. Curtis has really struggled to pitch deep into games this year. 1-0 offer. Arias takes in. 2 balls, no strikes. Curtis, a hard thrower who's had some arm problems in the past, so there's that part of the equation, but also the fact that he just struggles to throw strikes sometimes. 2-0. Arias watches a fastball split the plate, called strike, and it's 2-1. Tonight it's been a lot of command issues for Curtis, but he's bounced back well. 2-1. Arias cracks one sharply on the ground to second base. Zapata drops to an E, fields, and throws to first in time. And Victor's retired to open the fifth. Scored 4-3, and here's Manny Beltre. So Curtis has allowed just 2 hits, 1 earned run on Alexis Hernandez's solo homer back in the second. The Blue Jays trail 3-1 here in the fifth, but he has walked 4 batters. First pitch to Beltre. Misses up, ball 1. Manny reached on one of those walks back in the third, and he was stranded on first base. 1-0 pitch. Beltre takes in. The call is challenged by Bradenton, and the call is reversed. So instead of 2-0, it's 1-1 on Manny. He settles back into his stance. Curtis working quickly. The kick and the toss. Beltre watches a curveball paint the outside edge. Called strike. That's 1-2. Beltre steps out of the box. Calls time. An engine rips by here at Lecom Park. It was cruise night last night at the ballpark, not tonight. He's a day late. 1-2. Beltre swings and misses on a high fastball. And Christian Curtis sets him down for his 8th punch out tonight. 2 up, 2 down in the fifth. Curtis on the verge of working 5 full innings for the first time this year. Longest outing is 4 2/3. He gets Tucker Thoman here, who he struck out twice. Bradenton 3, Blue Jays 1 in the fifth. Right-handed thrower, left-handed batter, first pitch. Tucker takes a slow curve for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Curtis in a rhythm with a tan glove, brings the hands together and fires. He misses low. 1-1. Thoman digs in. He's got a slightly open stance. Waves the bat back and forth over his shoulder. 1-1. He watches a changeup. Missed down and outside. 2-1. Thoman hasn't homered in a while. Feels like he's due, especially considering how he's hit the ball lately. Long pause in the 2-1. Thoman fouls it straight back. He had a fastball timed up. 94 on the radar gun, makes it 2-2. Curtis a strike away from from working five full for the first time this season. He's got the sign. He steps and fires. And Toman takes a called strike three on a fastball on the outside edge. He doesn't like it, but the Blue Jays are going to keep that last challenge in their back pocket. Christian Curtis paces off the mound with nine strikeouts, and he finishes with a 1-2-3 inning in the fifth. We go to the bottom half, still 3-1. Bradenton on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tell your family, friends, and coworkers that you're gone fishing with the Dunedin Blue Jays as June 14th is Fishing Night at TD Ballpark. Join us for a night of fishing fun, including raffles for fishing-themed prizes and experiences to benefit Vet Catch. And don't forget to get here early as the first 1,000 fans receive a Dunedin Blue Jays fishing hat presented by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. First pitch is set for 6:30 against Bradenton. Don't get skunked. Reel in your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com. Looking. Yeah, it's the bottom half of the fifth in Bradenton. It's the Marauders leading 3-1 over the Blue Jays. First pitch from Juanmi Vasquez to Shailene Polanco is taken for a called strike on a bender. It's 0-1. A slow curveball at 72 miles an hour. Vasquez delivers. And Polanco takes low and away. One ball, one strike. Thanks for joining us on your Saturday night. In case you're just joining us, we'll get you up to speed here in a moment. 1-1. Polanco lays off a curveball in front of the plate. Two balls, one strike. Really, if you miss the second inning, you've missed all the action in this one. Blue Jays scored once in the top half on Alexis Hernandez solo homer. 2-1. Polanco rolls it over down to first. Feliz scoops it up. Waves off Vasquez. He says, I've got it myself, and he does. Steps on the first base bag for a quick out number one. Brings up Eddie Rodriguez with the bases empty. Then in the bottom of that second inning, Bradenton scored three times. Twice on a play that involved two errors on the pitcher, Nolan Perry. So they lead 3-1. First pitch to Rodriguez, misses high and outside. It's 1-0. Perry only lasted two innings. He pitched into the third, but then Vasquez came on and stranded men on the corners in the third. 1-0. Splits the plate. Called strike on a change. 1-1. Vasquez a quick worker, not the biggest guy, but throws strikes. 1-1. Rodriguez takes a ball. Broadcaster jinx coming into play, maybe. We'll brush that one off. 2-1. Rodriguez takes low and in near the shoot tops. Three balls and one strike. Vasquez coming into this outing had not struck out a batter, but he struck out two in that first inning of work. Here's the 3-1. Rodriguez lifts it high in the air to left towards the corner. Perez on the run catches up to it and makes the catch. Two down. Here's Esmerlin Valdez. Sun is setting over Lecom Park. Most of the field now in the shade. First pitch to Valdez. Is in there for a called strike. Change up on the inside. Black makes it 0-1. 3-1 Bradenton, bottom five. There's some sun on the right field wall, but that's it. 0-1, a wave and a miss. Valdez swings over the changeup that time. Vasquez is well out in front, 0-2. He toes the rubber, holds the mitt in front of his face, and Valdez says, timeout. Hold on. Steps out, shrugs his shoulders, climbs back in, and now the 0-2. Misses upstairs for a ball. One ball, two strikes. It's cooled off as the night has gone on. Thank goodness for that. Toasty one today. 1-2. Misses inside. Two balls, two strikes. Game time temperature was at 86. High was 92. Vasquez nods at Deschamps into his motion. The pitch is swung on and missed. Changeup sets him down. And Wanmi Vasquez works a 1-2-3, bottom of the fifth. We cruise along to the sixth inning. Score is still Bradenton 3, Blue Jays 1 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. To support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside, we've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays Shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays Shop at TD Ballpark, or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tell your family, friends, and coworkers that you're gone fishing with the Dunedin Blue Jays as June 14th is fishing night at TD Ballpark. Join us for a night of fishing fun, including raffles for fishing-themed prizes and experiences to benefit Vet Catch. And don't forget to get here early as the first 1,000 fans receive a Dunedin Blue Jays fishing hat presented by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. First pitch is set for 6:30 against Bradenton. Don't get skunked. Reel in your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com.
Watch me now.
New pitcher into the ballgame for Bradenton, trying to protect a 3-1 lead. As we go to the top of the sixth, it's Hunter Furtado. Southpaw with a 6.19 ERA. First pitch to Christian Feliz. Misses up. And it's 1-0. Furtado in his second appearance this week. Pitch back on Tuesday, a night he'd rather forget. 1-0. Christian takes down. Two balls, no strikes. Furtado, long and lanky lefty. 6.19 ERA in 12 appearances. 2-0. Feliz steps out of the way of a fastball at 90 that misses inside. Three balls, no strikes. Furtado's thrown 16 innings, and in those 16 innings, he's walked 15 and struck out 16. 3-0. Feliz takes all the way. That's ball four. And that's walk number 16 for Furtado. It opens the top of the sixth. Brings up Alexis Hernandez with the Blue Jays trailing by two. 3-1 our score. Game number five of a six-game series. Blue Jays won on Tuesday. Since then, they've lost three straight. First pitch to the righty, Hernandez. He takes a called strike on a changeup. New catcher into the ball game for Jason DeLay. It's another new face, John Lopez. Just added to the roster a few days ago for Bradenton. 0-1. Misses up. One ball, one strike. It looked for a moment like it was Axial Plaz, but it was not Plaz. It was indeed Lopez taking over for DeLay, whose first rehab appearance is over. 1-1 pitch. Hernandez with a long and loopy swing and a miss on a changeup. Makes it 1-2. Alexis is responsible for the Jays' only run so far tonight. Solo blast out to left field in the second. his second homer in as many games. Hernandez calls time, steps out of the box, trying to slow Furtado down. Feliz takes his lead off first, not a threat to run. And Furtado steps and throws over to first. It's late. Christian back in standing. He's at about 6'6 over there. Only took two steps to get back to the bag. Not much. Furtado sets at the chest and now deals. And Hernandez lashes one into right for a base knock. Feliz stops at second base. As the throw goes towards third, it's cut off. That's a two-hit night for Alexis Hernandez. Blue Jays threatening against the Marauders bullpen right off the bat here in the sixth. They trail 3-1, but the tying run comes to the plate here in the form of Nick Deschamps. Lefty-on-lefty matchup. Deschamps went 0-for-2 against Christian Curtis, the starter. First pitch. Nick squares to bunt, gets it down the third base line. It rolls foul. So it's 0-1. Get to that final line on Christian Curtis. Hard-throwing right-hander. Went five innings. Full for the first time this year. Two hits, one earned run on the Hernandez homer. Four walks, but nine strikeouts. Pretty solid night at the office. 0-1. Deschamps doesn't square and takes a slider upstairs. One ball, one strike. Wind still breezing out to right field. Nick has one home run. High arcing shot at TD Ballpark last week. 1-1. Deschamps checks his swing on a high fastball. Appeal. He did not go. That wasn't close. Dugout yells, Vamos Nico. Base hit could make this game a whole lot more interesting. Blue Jays trailing 3-1 in the sixth. The pitch has popped up out of play. Third base side. 2-2. Clanks off the roof of the grandstand. Rolls out towards the street. It's a very old-fashioned ballpark. Lecom Park. Because it is old. Maybe more on that later. But for now, the 2-2. Deschamps hops it down to first. Could be two. Valdez to second. And it glances off the shortstop. Harrison into left. Feliz scores standing. Bishop overruns the ball. Hernandez holds up at third base. And we've got a one-run game. Blue Jays trim it to 3-2 in the top of the sixth. Instead of what could have been a double play, it's no outs. Throwing error on the first baseman, Valdez. Deschamps safe at first on the fielder's choice. Hernandez moves to third. The tying run is 90 feet away. Bryce Arnold climbs in. First pitch. Misses up and outside for a ball. 1-0. Before that pitch, Hernandez stomps towards the plate. Trying to distract Furtado. Of course, a balk scores a run, too. Hernandez pauses as he tiptoes down the line, and the pitch misses outside. 2-0. Good buzz about the ballpark tonight. They've quieted down a little bit here in this top of the sixth. Furtado sets and goes. Arnold takes a fastball well upstairs. Three balls, no strikes. Men on the corners for the Jays. Furtado sets at the belt and fires home. And Arnold takes a called strike. Makes it 3-1. He'll have the green light here. Middle infield at double play depth. Furtado comes set and chucks the 3-1. Arnold lines it into shallow right. Long run for Rodriguez. He makes a running catch. Deschamps retreats back to first. Throw goes towards the middle of the infield. And everybody is forced to stay put. Arnold is out number one. So it's Hernandez on third. Deschamps on first. And here's Daniel Perez. Blue Jays with a run in the top of the sixth. It's Bradenton 3, Blue Jays 2. Left-hander on left-hander. And the first pitch to Daniel. Misses up and in. He ducks and stumbles out of the box. As the crowd oohs and ahs. It's 1-0. Feliz scoring on an error on the first baseman, Valdez, earlier this inning. 1-0 pitch. Perez gets into it, lifts it high in the air, into right center. Should be deep enough to score a run. Campagna gives way for Rodriguez. The right fielder makes the catch. Hernandez tags and scores from third. And we've got a brand new ball game in the sixth. 3-3 on the sac fly from Daniel Perez. Deschamps remains at first base. And there's two down for Marcos De La Rosa. He flips around to the right side here against the southpaw Furtado. First offer. It's a called strike on a slider on the outside corner. 0-1. De La Rosa rests the bat on his shoulder wearing long blue socks. 0-1 pitch. Thought about going around on a fastball at 90. He didn't. And Furtado has to reach down to scoop up his cap after it fell off his head on that pitch. One ball, one strike. Deschamps with his hands on his knees over at first. Not going. The 1-1. De La Rosa flies it into left. Bishop trots in, camps under it, puts the squeeze on it to end the inning. But not before the damage is done. Blue Jays get a run on a throwing error on the first baseman Valdez on what could have been a double play ball. And then they tie it on a sac fly from Daniel Perez. Our new score, Blue Jays 3, Marauders 3, going to the bottom of the sixth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Another night, another close ball game at Lecom Park in Bradenton. Blue Jays tie it up with a two spot in the sixth. So we go to the bottom half, and it's 3-3. Game number five of a six-game set. First pitch from Vasquez to Kalai Harrison. Left-handed batter takes downstairs. He briefly squared to bunt, but quickly pulled back. That's 1-0. Harrison, the shortstop, 0-2 tonight. 1-0 pitch to him. Misses up and in. Harrison leans out of the way. 2-0. Kalai, a native of Hawaii, comes from a baseball family, as it so often goes. 2-0. He leans out of the way again. Three balls, no strikes. His dad, Kenny, was an All-American at Hawaii and then played professionally in the Pirates system and then in Japan. 3-0 called strike. That's 3-1. Harrison's younger brother plays for USC. 3-1, misses downstairs and a changeup. And that's ball four. Leadoff man is aboard in the bottom of the sixth for Bradenton. Brings up Sergio Campagna in a tie ball game. So seeing as Harrison's dad, Kennedy, played in Japan, it must have been instilled in Kalai that, hey, you can travel wherever to play this game. You look at his college bio as the throw over to first is late to check on Harrison. In Harrison's college bio, at NC State's website, it says he traveled to Seattle to play travel ball during the summers. First pitch to Campagna misses up. That's 1-0. So Harrison played high school ball in Hawaii, and then in the summers he'd fly to the mainland to play travel ball. Dedication. 1-0. Campagna tips it foul. Back to the screen. It's 1-1. Can't imagine that he flew back and forth every weekend and that might have gotten a little expensive. Probably just stayed with some buddies out in Washington, but either way, that's a tough sacrifice to make. 1-1. Misses up. Two balls, one strike. Clearly it worked out. Harrison played two collegiate seasons at Texas A&M, then transferred for his final season at NC State. Had a breakout year there. There he takes off. 2-1, misses up. Throw down to second is late. Harrison in sliding with a stolen base. Second swiped bag tonight for Bradenton. That makes them 13 for 13. Stolen bases this week against Dunedin. Not what you're looking for if you're the Jays. Go ahead, run in scoring position. 3-1 count on Campagna. The pitch misses up. Deshams fields it on a bounce, but the bounce wasn't hard enough. Harrison moves down to third. That's back-to-back walks issued to open the bottom of the sixth. And the heat is right back on. Time is called, and here's Yoel Hernandez, one of the pitching coaches, out for a visit. As action stirs up in the Jays' bullpen, Bo Bonds getting loosened up. Hernandez with a slow walk out to the mound, puts his hand on Vasquez's shoulder. Trying to settle him down. Worked to 1-2-3 fifth. Faced the minimum in the fourth. And worked out of this exact jam in the third after he took over for Nolan Perry. Men on the corners, no outs. He induced a shallow fly out. And then two straight strikeouts. Here it's a tie ball game. 3-3, bottom six. Big spot in this game. Javier Rivas coming to the plate, the eight batter. He's 1-for-2. Singled in the second, struck out in the third. First pitch to the righty. He squares to bunt and bunts it foul behind home plate. That's 0-1. Bunting has been a point of organizational emphasis for the Pirates. We've seen that here this week. So you imagine they practice it a lot, but for all that practice, they haven't been very good at getting him down. 0-1. Rivas swings away and misses on a changeup. Just like that, he's behind 0-2. Vasquez gets the baseball back, adjusts his cap. That strikeout to get him out of the jam came against Rivas in the third, trying to get him again here, this time with no outs. 0-2. Rivas thought about chasing a high changeup and did not. Takes it high for a ball. 1-2. Rivas with a long red sleeve on his back arm to match his navy blue jersey. 1-2. as a tapper at the plate, foul. We'll do it again, still 1-2. DJ's 3, Marauders 3, bottom 6. Kalai Harrison, the go-ahead run on third base. Campagna takes his lead off first. The next 1-2. Rivas takes low and in. Good stop from Deschamps. Keeps everybody put. 2-2. Vasquez at 52 pitches. Blue Jays trying to snap a 3-game losing streak to these Marauders. The set and the 2-2 off for runner goes from first, and the pitch is hopped foul. We'll have a do-over. Campagna back to first. Ball tossed into the first base grandstand for a souvenir. Vasquez gets a fresh baseball. Home plate umpire Pedro Torres gets a fresh delivery of baseballs. And now we're set for the next 2-2 pitch. It's on the way. Rivas swings and misses for strike 3. Fastball at 89, got him. And Vasquez has Rivas' number tonight. One down. Here's Wesley Zapata. Zapata, the 9-hitter. 1-for-1 with a single and a run scored as well as a walk. A man on the corners for him. And a 3-3 tie in the sixth. Campagna goes. First pitch, swing and a miss. Throw down is late. Harrison stays put at third. Double play out of order now. Campagna with the second stolen base of the inning for Bradenton. Just now climbs off his feet. Climbs back to his feet. And Vasquez will go from the windup here, as indicated by Richie Arredondo. Brings his hands together, shows everybody, windup, windup. Now the 0-1, misses down. 1-1. Blue Jays infield is in. No room for error. Vasquez kicks and fires. And Zapata cues it foul off the end of the bat on the first base side. 1-1. The biggest difference in this series has been the respective bullpens. Bradenton's bullpen has been excellent. Blue Jays' bullpen, not so much. 1-2 to Zapata. Misses outside. 2-2. Kiner Leon got the loss last night, allowed a 3-run homer in the bottom of the eighth to blow it for the Jays. Here's the 2-2. Zapata comes up empty on a changeup. And it's back-to-back strikeouts for Wanmi Vasquez. Keeps this game tied at 3. Now he just needs one more. But against the leadoff man, Braylon Bishop. Fifth strikeout for Vasquez. Lefty-on-lefty matchup here. And that's going to be all for Wanmi Vasquez. Jose Mayorga, the manager, calls the bullpen out and left. Vasquez with a smile on his face. He wanted to keep going. Who could blame him? He comes out of the game at 60 pitches. But a job well done tonight from Wanmi. Gets high fives from his infielders and heads to the dugout as Bo Bonds comes on with the go-ahead run 90 feet away. Men on second and third base with two outs. Bottom of the sixth inning here at Lee Comp Park. Tell you what, we'll keep it here. We'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard and give you the details on Bo Bonds. And I would say the final line on Vasquez, but his line is still open with those runners on second and third. So look around the Florida State League tonight. Let's see, starting with, drum roll, please. Bottom of the seventh. And Lakeland. Flying Tigers all over Palm Beach tonight at 7-1. Bottom of the ninth over in Jupiter. Tampa leads 6-1. They're in the bottom of the eighth in St. Lucie. And if you followed the out-of-town scoreboard this week, you probably guess what's happening over there. Clearwater winning. And they're twirling a one-hitter because, of course, they are. 5-0 that score over there. And they're in the top of the sixth in Daytona. Tortuga's lead in a close one, 7-6 at the top of the sixth. So that's the out-of-town scoreboard, as always brought to you by Frenchie's Outpost on Causeway Drive in Dunedin. Details on Bo Bonds. He's a right-hander. Comes into this one with a 6.75 ERA, 10 and two-thirds innings. He's allowed 8 earned runs. But lately, he appears to be turning it around. This is his second outing this week. He got the hold, but allowed 2 earned runs back in the series opener. He gets Braylon Bishop here. 3-3 ball game. Men on second and third. 2 outs in the bottom of the sixth. First pitch popped up. Foul. It's 0-1. Bishop 1-for-3 on the night. Fly out in the first. Single in the second. Fly out to center in the fourth. Bonds out in front 0-1. He sets below the chin and deals. Bishop swings and misses on a fastball. Blue Jays are a strike away from getting out of the jam. Bonds adjusts his sleeve, adjusts his cap. Long brown hair flowing out the back. That mullet look. Bonds with a breath. Here comes his 0-2 pitch. Bishop takes up and away. 1-2. A strong Saturday night crowd on the edge of their seats with anticipation. Bishop in a slightly open stance. Brings the bat high above his shoulder. The 1-2 pitch. He grounds it sharply to Arnold at second. He fields it cleanly, throws to first in time, and the Blue Jays strand 2 men in scoring position in the sixth. We're still tied, 3 apiece. On to the seventh we go on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tell your family, friends, and coworkers that you're gone fishing with Dunedin Blue Jays, as June 14th is Fishing Night at TD Ballpark. Join us for a night of fishing fun, including raffles for fishing-themed prizes and experiences to benefit Vet Catch. And don't forget to get here early, as the first 1,000 fans receive a Dunedin Blue Jays fishing hat presented by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. First pitch is set for 6:30 against Bradenton. Don't get skunked. Reel in your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com. We're on to the top of the seventh at Lecom Park in Bradenton, as it's Blue Jays 3 and the Marauders 3. And Jose Mayorga is having an apparent discussion with home plate umpire Pedro Torres. Didn't look testy by any means, despite the fact that Torres tossed Mayo earlier this week. Not sure what that was all about, but seems pretty inconsequential. Victor Arias will open the seventh against Hunter Furtado. First pitch, called strike in a lefty-on-lefty matchup. That's 0-1. It's been another good ball game tonight. That's been the trend this week. Close games, with the exception of Wednesday's 7-1 loss for the Jays. 0-1. Misses high and outside. 1-1 on Vic. Arias is 0-1 with 2 walks. Settles into his slightly open stance. 1-1 pitch. Takes a big swing and a foul tip into the mitt of Lopez behind home plate. That's 1-2. Sun is set over Bradenton. few light pink clouds overhead beyond the right field wall. Beautiful Memorial Day weekend. 1-2 to Arias. He cracks it into the alley in left center, down for a hit. He takes an aggressive turnaround first, and he's going to head into second. The ball rolls all the way to the wall. Arias heading towards third. The throw from Bishop in left is cut off. Victor Arias all the way to third. That's likely going to be a double and an error, but no less. The go-ahead run is 90 feet away for the Jays in the seventh. Big time knock from Arias. Brings up Manny Beltre. First pitch. Misses high and away. Ball one. That's going to be an E8 and a double. Infield in here for Beltre. Hitless tonight. 0 for 2 with a walk. Stretched his on-base streak to 11. The pitch misses up. Two balls, no strikes. Now Beltre's been Mr. Clutch this year for the Jays. He owns the team's only two walk-off hits. Had a go-ahead RBI last Sunday, too. 2-0 pitch. He takes a called strike on a changeup. Two balls, one strike. Just seems like one of those guys who lives and breathes for moments like this. Trying to break a 3-3 tie. 2-1. Beltre hammers it down to third, but it's squeezed by Rivas. He looks the runner back, throws to first in time. And Javier Rivas, with the cat-like reflexes to snare that one, hit 102 by Beltre. He hit it hard. Can't really control where you hit it. So Manny's out number one. Arias remains on third. Infield remains in for Tucker Toman. He's 0 for 3 with three strikeouts. Batting from the left side here, first pitch. Misses outside, ball one. Lefty on lefty matchup for Tucker. He's been taking these at-bats from the left side against left-handed pitching lately all month here in May. 1-0 pitch. Toman turns away, almost got glanced by the fastball. Two balls, no strikes. Toman has had a good week coming into action tonight, but slow night for him. He can forget all that with a hit here. 2-0. Toman lays off. Slider misses up. Three balls, no strikes. We mentioned Furtado struggles with his command. Well behind Toman here, 3-0. He sets and fires. And Toman takes all the way, takes upstairs. It's ball four. Men on the corners with one out for Christian Feliz. There'll be another lefty-on-lefty matchup. Bullpen stirring for Bradenton. And Matt Ford, the pitching coach, will come out. So no pitching change quite yet, but probably getting close to that. James Bond theme plays through the speakers. Ford, the pitching coach, and the rest of Bradenton hoping for a Bond-like escape. Arias opened the inning with a double, advanced to third on that same play on an error on the center fielder Campagna. Toman aboard on a walk, so it's men on the corners. Blue Jays 3, Bradenton 3. Top of the seventh inning. Blue Jays have lost 3 in a row. Marauders bullpen has been nails all week. Entering tonight's game, a 1.5 ERA, 3 earned runs in 18 innings. Furtado trying to keep it that way. He'll face Feliz here with men on the corners. Long pause on the first pitch. Feliz takes a called strike. Fastball at just 88. Call is challenged, and the Blue Jays win the challenge. It misses inside. it's 1-0, if I'm not mistaken. The pitch. Feliz pulls it sharply past the dive of Valdez down the line and right. Arias scores standing. Toman into third standing. And Christian Feliz comes through. A line drive, go-ahead single to make it 4-3 Jays in the seventh. Got a fastball on the inside half, and he turned on it. And that'll be all for Hunter Furtado. Jim Horner, the manager, coming out to get him. As the Blue Jays still have men on the corners, but now they lead. It's 4-3. Blue Jays looking for insurance now. The Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network, new pitcher coming on after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. For the second time this week, Danny Carrion is on out of the Marauders bullpen. Comes on here with men on the corners after an RBI single from Christian Feliz. Catapults the Blue Jays ahead. They lead 4-3. Still just one out here in this seventh. And the way that things have gone this week, you need more than one run of cushion if you're the Blue Jays. Alexis Hernandez stands in. He's had a good night. Homer in the second. Single in the sixth. A run scored in that sixth. First pitch. He takes a curveball for a called strike. 77 on the gun, and it's 0-1. Carrion has a 1.42 ERA. Just 6 3 innings, but just one earned run. 0-1. Hernandez takes a pitch that skips out in front of the plate. Lopez knocks it down, and Feliz gets a good read. He's up to second. The big fella scampers down. The double play is out of order. Heads up base running from Feliz there. So the infield comes in for the Marauders. Carrion reads the sign, sets above the belt and goes. And Hernandez shifts his hips out of the way. Pitch misses in. Two balls, one strike. Here's the offer. Hernandez drives it high and deep to left. Bishop on the run. It's over his head, and it bounces over the wall. Have a night, Alexis Hernandez. It's a two-run double for Hernandez. Third hit tonight. There's that breathing room. Blue Jays lead 6-3 in the seventh. And the home crowd is rendered silent. It's a 3 RBI night and a 3-hit night for Alexis. Bit of a coming out party here in Bradenton. First pitch to Deshams, misses up and away. 1-0. Here, a pin drop in here. With the exception, of course, the Blue Jays dugout. 1-0 to Nick. He pops it up into shallow left. Bishop sprinting in. The shortstop, Harrison, out. It's Bishop who calls for it and makes the catch. Hernandez remains on second base, and there's two down. So here's Bryce Arnold. 6 runs on 6 hits, 2 errors for the Jays. 3 runs on 4 hits, 3 errors for Bradenton. 3 spot in the top of the 7th for the Jays. Got to feel good for this team. A lot of ball game left, though. Would love another insurance run. First pitch to Bryce Arnold. Called strike. On a fastball. That's 0-1. Infield playing straight away with 2 outs. Second baseman Zapata towards the middle. 0-1. Arnold with a wave and a miss. Cutting fastball, 87 miles an hour. And it's 0-2 on Arnold. He's 0-2 with a walk, 2 flyouts. The bright orange bat grip settles into his stance. The 0-2 misses up for a ball. Orange, of course, the color of Campbell. Arnold was a Campbell Camel in college. Say that 5 times fast. 1-2. Arnold with a slow roller to shortstop. Hernandez tried to distract Harrison. He jumps over the ball. Harrison fields and throws to first in time to make the play and end the inning. But not before the Blue Jays snap the tie. They score 3 times. RBI single from Christian Feliz and a 2-RBI double from Alexis Hernandez. Makes it 6-3. It's time to stretch at Lecom Park. And we'll carry God Bless America here. Rousing rendition of God Bless America on this Memorial Day weekend. Blue Jays lead 6-3. Time to stretch. Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles. Fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Look. Blue Jays with a newfound lead. It's now 6-3 as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning, and Irv Carter is on. Out of the Blue Jays bullpen, Carter making his second appearance this week. He pitched back on Wednesday, two scoreless innings, three strikeouts on 28 pitches. And now he's back. If things go well, he could close this game. He'll face Axial Plaz to start his night. Plaz batting in the two spot. First pitch to him. Plaz takes outside for a ball. Plaz getting his first AB tonight. Irv from the windup, the 1-0 pitch. Plaz lines it out of play, first base side. One ball, one strike. So Carter's overall numbers this season: 3.86 ERA, 23 and a thirds innings. Opponents hitting 169. 1-1. Plaz takes up and in. On the cutter. And it's 3-1. Irv primarily works with a fastball, cutter, slider mix. Also mixes in changeups against lefties. 2-1 pitch. Plaz takes a slider for a called strike. 2-2. So Plaz hitting in the spot that was originally Jason DeLay's. Big league rehabber played five innings tonight behind the dish. Carter has the sign from Deschamps. 2-2 pitch. Hesitation in the windup, and Plaz grounds it towards the middle. Backhand stop from Arnold. Off balance throw to first. On the money. What a play. Arnold with a long run behind the second base bag, made that throw from shallow center field, fading away from first base, and he put it right on Christian Feliz on one hop. Circle that one in your scorebook. Here's Shailene Polanco. Blue Jays lead 6-3, bottom seven. First pitch to the lefty. Polanco swings and gets a piece of a slider. Back to the screen, it's 0-1. Polanco 0-3, reached on an error in the second. That scored two runs. He got thrown out at third on a ball that was just dribbled down to first. 0-1. Polanco takes a changeup downstairs. One ball, one strike. It's been fun to watch Carter's progression here this year. He has worked a ton after a tough season last year. Here's his 1-1. Polanco with a late swing and a miss and a cutter. 1-2. Carter in his last four appearances, seven innings, just one earned run with seven strikeouts. The key number is cutting down on walks. He's got four walks in those seven innings. He's out in front of Polanco. 1-2, the pitch. Misses low and in. Carter really slowed his delivery there. That's something that he worked in last week when he threw two shutout innings against Jupiter. Slowed his windup a few times, hesitated the leg kick, all kinds of stuff. 2-2. Polanco rockets it foul, well out in front of it. Gave the fans something to cheer about for about half a second. But it's still 2-2. Carter selected by the Jays back in 2021 in the fifth round. Turned in an 8.60 ERA last year. 2-2. Polanco takes a hair low. Runs it full, 3-2. 6-3 DJs. Bottom seven. Carter nods at Nick. Steps into his wind. The payoff is flied deep to right. Hernandez on the track, has room, and makes the catch. Polanco homered in the seventh last night, but not tonight. He's out number two. Here's Eddie Rodriguez. Rodriguez has had a productive night at the plate. Two walks and a flyout, so he's 0-1. 6-3 Jays, bottom seven. First pitch to Rodriguez. Waving a miss. Hard slider at 84. It's 0-1. Rodriguez in an open stance. He's a big guy. Tall drink of water from the right side. A 1 to him. He takes a called strike. It's 0-2. Carter on the verge of a 1-2-3-7. Rodriguez calls time. At 6 foot listed on the roster, granted we're high above him. He looks a little taller than that, maybe 6'2", 6'3". Carter's 0-2 delivery. Slide step, and the pitch misses outside. A slide step from the windup. 1-2. Carter kind of nods to himself, known for being very animated on the mound amongst his teammates. Gathers the sign from Deschamps. And now the 1-2 toss. Rodriguez comes up empty on a cutter. Irv Carter struts off the mound after a 1-2-3 seventh inning. Blue Jays lead holds at 6-3 as we're on to the eighth. The Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays shop at TD Ballpark, or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tell your family, friends, and coworkers that you're gone fishing with the Dunedin Blue Jays as June 14th is Fishing Night at TD Ballpark. Join us for a night of fishing fun, including raffles for fishing-themed prizes and experiences to benefit Vet Catch. And don't forget to get here early as the first 1,000 fans receive a Dunedin Blue Jays fishing hat presented by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. First pitch is set for 6:30 against Bradenton. Don't get skunked. Reel in your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com. It's the Blue Jays 6 and the Marauders 3. In the top of the 8th, Danny Carrion remains out. First pitch to Daniel Perez is called strike at the knees. And it's 0-1. Blue Jays are 6 outs away from snapping a 3-game losing streak. 0-1. Perez takes down, 1-1. Carrion came on last inning, took over for Hunter Furtado. 1-1. Perez with a swing and a foul tip. 1-2. Came on and allowed a 2-RBI double. Breaking ball called strike 3. Perez caught window shopping for out number 1 in the 8th. 1 down for Marcos De La Rosa. Highlights tonight, 3 hit night for Alexis Hernandez with 3 RBIs, including a 2 RBI double and that 3-run 7th that has the Blue Jays ahead 6-3. First pitch to De La Rosa. Misses down. It's been flipping back and forth between the left side and the right side tonight. Back on the left side here. De La Rosa 0-3 with 2 strikeouts. 1-0. He flares it into shallow center. Long run for everybody, and Campagna can't get it. He lifted his glove up to pretend like he was going to make the catch. Didn't fool anybody. It's a bloop single for Marcos De La Rosa. Blue Jays looking for some more cushion. You can never have too much, especially the way that some games have gone this week. Blue Jays lead 6-3, top of the 8th. 1 out for Victor Arias. First pitch to him. Misses down and away, and it's 1-0. Nice Saturday crowd at Lecom Park in Bradenton. Formerly known as McKechnie Park. 1-0. Misses outside. Two balls, no strikes. Ballpark was named for Bill McKechnie. Led the Pirates in the 1925 World Series. Arias takes a called strike. Kind of tilts his head at the call. Makes it 2-1. McKechnie was also a coach with Cleveland in 1948. Helped the Reds to a 1940 World Series title. A winning coach. 2-1. Arias takes a called strike at the knees. 2-2. Now this ballpark is 101 years old. Turned 100 last year. Opened up back in 1923. Carrion gives a look over at De La Rosa. Steps and throws over. It's late. Still 2-2 on Vic. Of course, it was originally used for baseball, and then during World War II, it was used as a camp. Camp Weatherford, it was called. And then switched back to baseball after the war. 2-2. Arias takes a called strike 3. He didn't like it. But he's out number 2. Second looking strikeout for Danny Carrion here in the 8th. De La Rosa is still over at first, and here's Manny Beltre. 6-3, Blue Jays lead. Visitors 8th inning. Beltre 0-3 with a walk. First pitch. He rockets a ball towards the gap in right center. Long run for Campagna. He reaches out and he made the catch. And that ends the inning. Kind of looked like he reached down to pick up the ball, but he hung on and the inning is over. Beltre gave it a ride. He's hit balls really hard his last two times, but nothing to show for it. The Blue Jays can't add to their lead as we go to the home 8th. It's still 6-3 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Jays 6, Bradenton 3, bottom of the 8th. And Irv Carter is back out. Why not? After a 1-2-3 7th inning. That's the expected course of action for the Jays pitching staff here tonight. He'll face as Merlin Valdez, the righty to open the inning. First pitch, called strike. On the back door, good slider there, and it's 0-1. The 8th inning is where things went south for the Jays last night. They led for most of the ball game, and then Valdez belted a go-ahead 3-run homer. 0-1. Takes a wave and a miss on a fastball. Just like that, it's 0-2. Carter in a good rhythm. He picked up one strikeout in that 7th inning. He's got the sign. And time is called by Valdez. Carter stepped into his windup and doesn't move off the rubber. As if to say, I'm ready. He takes a breath mid-windup in the 0-2. His hop towards the middle and through the middle. into left center for a knock. Valdez wins the cat and mouse game. It's a leadoff single to open the bottom of the eight. Three-run DJ's lead, 6-3. And here's Kalai Harrison. Blue Jays infield playing to pull for the lefty. And the first pitch from Carter. Fouled straight back into the screen. And it's 0-1. Carter with long blue socks to pair with his blue alternate jersey. Blue Jays mixing it up tonight in the midst of that three-game losing streak. 0-1. Harrison takes a cut and a miss. Good cutter, and it's 0-2. Blue Jays strung together six straight wins before this three-game skid. They have really struggled away from TD Ballpark. They are 3-13 across their last three road trips, including this series here at Lecomp Park. Blue Jays trying to avoid a series loss. The set and the 0-2 to Harrison. A swing and a miss for strike three. Good changeup sets him down. And Irv bounces back with a swinging strikeout. One down for Sergio Campagna. Blue Jays in the driver's seat, 6-3, bottom eight. First pitch to Campagna. Misses low and away, and it's 1-0. So last week, Irv was outstanding. An outing against Jupiter through two innings. Six up, six down. Flew through it. And then he ran into trouble in the ninth. 1-0. Campagna lays off a slider down and outside. Same pitch, same result. Two balls, no strikes. Irv allowed the leadoff man to reach and then had to work from the stretch for the first time all night. And he said, yeah, I just couldn't get in rhythm from the stretch. And he took responsibility for it. He said, that's just something I need to be better at. 2-0. Campagna pops it up out of play over the lights on the first base side. Makes it 2-1. Carter said, all right, I'm just going to work on that before my next outing. Here he is from the stretch. Definitely looks a lot better. 2-1. Campagna fouls it straight back. Count is even. Two balls, two strikes. Carter, to open the season, worked from the stretch. When he came set, he brought his glove up to his chin. That's not the case anymore. Sets at the belt, and the 2-2 misses low and away. Runs it full, 3-2. Not many guys would be willing to make that kind of adjustment midseason. Obviously, athletes and, of course, baseball players in particular are creatures of habit, superstitious. But Carter has made that adjustment. Time is called by Campagna before the payoff pitch. Carter just said, that was too much. Needed to simplify things. Simple is always better, whether you're a pitcher or a hitter, defender, anything. Now, the payoff pitch to Campagna. Misses inside for a ball. Somebody said that's a strike. Home plate umpire Pedro Torres says, nope, that's a ball. So it's men on first and second with one out for Javier Rivas. Rivas represents the tying run with the Blue Jays ahead 6-3 in the bottom of the eight. And now a mound visit from Joel Hernandez, one of the Blue Jays pitching coaches. Brings the entire infield together. So as Merlin Valdez moves up to second base, Campagna aboard on a walk, Javier Rivas coming to the plate. Maybe the Blue Jays just want to rehash the scouting report here. On Rivas, Wesley Zapata, the nine batter waits on deck. So it's the bottom half of the order here. But a few more runners get on. All of a sudden, you're facing the heart of the Marauders lineup. It's worth noting tonight that Bradenton is playing without its two best hitters in the lineup, who, by the way, have continued with their reputation here this week. And Kiner Delgado, he's got the day off. And Omar Alfonso, the catcher and first baseman, is also on the bench. Two great hitters not in the lineup tonight for Bradenton. Meeting is over. Here's the first pitch to Rivas. Called strike on a cutter. The lower reaches of the zone. Rivas with a long stare at Torres. That won't change the call. It's 0-1. Blue Jays leading 6-3. Two on, one out. Bottom eight. 0-1. Rivas pops it foul behind home plate. And just like that, it's 0-2. Drops into the seats. Bounces on top of the Bradenton dugout. That foul ball rolls off the screen, protecting the press box. Carter within striking distance of a quick bounce back. 0-2. Rivas thought about going fishing for a slider. He didn't. Takes low and away. One ball, two strikes. Arnold, the second baseman, very close to the second base bag. With Valdez leading. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Slider sets him down. Two down for Wesley Zapata, representing the tying run here in the bottom of the eighth. And instead of Zapata, it's going to be a pinch hitter. Kiner Delgado's ears must have been burning. He comes off the bench as a pinch hitter for Zapata, the second baseman, and presumably he'll stay in the game. Delgado played last night, went 1-for-4, batting from the left side, first pitch. He fouls it off, clinks off the grandstand roof, down onto the Blue Jays' third base dugout. It's 0-1. Blue Jays 6, Bradenton 3, bottom 8. Delgado hitting 266 in 15 games. The 0-1. He takes low. One ball, one strike. In those 15 games, two home runs, five RBIs. Bats in an open stance. Bobs the barrel of the bat up and down. The 1-1 is popped up on the infield. This should end the inning. Along the first baseline, Feliz, the first baseman, makes the catch. Irv Carter gets out of the jam. Marauders leave runners on first and second base, and the Blue Jays still lead at 6-3. As we're on to the ninth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tell your family, friends, and coworkers that you're gone fishing with Dunedin Blue Jays as June 14th is fishing night at TD Ballpark. Join us for a night of fishing fun, including raffles for fishing-themed prizes and experiences to benefit Vet Catch. And don't forget to get here early as the first 1,000 fans receive a Dunedin Blue Jays fishing hat presented by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. First pitch is set for 6:30 against Bradenton. Don't get skunked. Reel in your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com. We are on to the ninth in Bradenton. It's the Blue Jays 6 and the Bradenton Marauders 3 in game number 5 of the 6-game set into Memorial Day weekend. New pitcher on for Bradenton. It's Tyler Kennedy. His first pitch to Tucker Thoman is cut on and missed. That's 0-1. Thoman struck out in his first 3 at-bats and then walked in the 7th. 0-1 offer. Thoman with a wave and a miss. Some cheddar there from Kennedy. 96 on the heater. Kennedy has struggled this year. 12 appearances, 9.26 earned run average. That's 12 earned runs and 11 and two-thirds innings. He's set for the 0-2 to Thoman. Long pause. And here it is. Thoman takes inside. You can hear the grunt from Kennedy. 1-2. The difference in this game is a 3-run rally in the top of the 7th from the Jays. RBI single from Christian Feliz. And a 2-RBI double from Hernandez. 1-2 is slapped foul into the screen. Fastball at 95. Thoman stays alive. Tucker steps out of the box. Now steps back in. The 1-2 is blooped foul into the grandstand. It clanks off an empty bleacher and then down into the concourse. Two youngsters run after it, and a young man in a gray shirt runs away with that race. He's got a souvenir. He waves it in his buddy's face. That's not nice. 1-2 misses up and away. 2 balls, 2 strikes. It's also Bark in the Park night, apparently. That would explain the bowls of water that we could see on the concourse before the game. 2-2. Whoa. Curveball missed about 6 feet behind the right-handed batter's box. I think I'm contractually obligated to say just a bit outside on a pitch like that. Payoff. Thoman swings and foul tips it. And De Plaza's mitt. As somebody honks their horn going by, it sounds more like a boat than a truck. And Thoman's out number 1 in the top of the 9th. 4th strikeout for him tonight. Here's Christian Feliz. He's had a good night. He's reached twice. First pitch. He takes a slow swing and a miss over a curveball. And it's 0-1. Blue Jays lead 6-3. Top of the 9th inning. Looking around the stands tonight, a good amount of baseball jerseys. Always an interesting combo at minor league games. 0-1. Feliz takes down an outside. 1 ball, 1 strike. So, for example, right below us, there's a fan in a Jacob DeGrom Mets jersey. Don't exactly expect that. 1-1. Feliz lays off on a pitch in the dirt. 2 balls, 1 strike. There's a fan in an Aaron Judge Yankees jersey behind the Blue Jays dugout. 2-1. Feliz with a cut and a miss. On a sinker with some arm side run. 95. Makes it 2-2 on Feliz. Kennedy from the stretch with nobody on, fires, and Feliz swings and misses. Set down on the hook. Back-to-back strikeouts to open the 9th for Tyler Kennedy. And it's up to Alexis Hernandez to avoid a 1-2-3 9th. Blue Jays on top 6-3. It's going to be Irv Carter to try and shut it down, it looks like. Maybe J.J. Sanchez ready in the Blue Jays bullpen? I guess we'll find out. First pitch to Hernandez. He ducks out of the way of a curveball. Ended up closer to the strike zone than maybe he thought would be the case. It's 1-0. Alexis is 3-for-4. 1-0 pitch hopped off the pitcher Kennedy, and it rolls to the shortstop Harrison. It's the fourth hit of the night for Alexis Hernandez. No trainer visit from the first base dugout. Kennedy's all right. How about Alexis Hernandez? Homer in the second, single in the sixth, double in the seventh, single in the eighth. 4-for-5. First pitch to Nick Deschamps. Misses low and away. It's 1-0. And a night like that will boost your batting average to oblivion. It's still to the point in the season where you can jump your batting average 10 or 15 points, maybe more in one night. 1-0. Deschamps takes outside. 2 balls, no strikes. Guys can talk about, you know, batting average and results not mattering all they want, but everybody wants to have a good batting average. Everybody wants to hit 280, the new 300, if you will. 2-0 misses outside. 3 balls, no strikes on Nick. So it matters less than it did, say, 20 years ago, or, of course, a lot less than it did 40 years ago. 3-0. Deschamps takes a called strike on a fastball, 97. 3-1. But, of course, batting average is still a halfway decent evaluating tool for hitters. The 3-1 pitch. There goes Hernandez. Pitch misses low. No throw. Hernandez swipes second base. No, he doesn't. It's a walk. As it was 3-1 on Deschamps, he trots on down to first. It's a free base for Alexis. Men on first and second for Bryce Arnold. There's a quick mound visit between Kalai Harrison, Oxyel Plaz, and Tyler Kennedy on the mound. Blue Jays with a ninth inning lead. 6-3. Looking for more. You'd love to have more. With a win today and tomorrow, the Blue Jays would earn a series split. Bradenton can do no worse than a series split. They lead this set 3-1. First pitch to Arnold. He takes a called strike on a fastball, and it's 0-1. Hernandez off second, Deschamps off first. First time he's reached tonight. 0-1. Arnold watches a fastball sail up high. 1-1. We'll be back at it tomorrow, series finale. Bright and early. Noon. 1-1. Curveball called strike on the inside edge. It's 1-2. Of course, if you're a Jays fan, you're used to that. Noon start times. Back at TD Ballpark, and now here this week at Lecomp Park. Blue Jays have been shuttling back and forth all week. It's a commuter trip, about an hour bus ride, but they spend the night here tonight. Long pause from Kennedy, and the 1-2. Arnold checks his swing. It's a called strike 3. Fastball at 98, hardest we've seen from Kennedy tonight. Kennedy strikes out 3, but he leaves 2. Hernandez on second base after his fourth hit tonight. Shams on first. Last chance for the Marauders. J.J. Sanchez coming on for the save. When we come back, Blue Jays 6, Marauders 3 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
As the Blue Jays lead the Bradenton Marauders 6-3, J.J. Sanchez is on for the save. Each of the last four Blue Jays wins have needed saves. Tonight is no different. Sanchez, the hard-throwing left-hander, fastball in the mid-90s, enters this appearance with a 3.14 earned run average and 14 and a third innings. He's 2-for-2 in save opportunities, and he has been excellent this month. 7 appearances, 8 innings, 2 earned runs, 12 strikeouts. He's got a little bit of cushion, but Bradenton has had some late magic here this week. It'll be the top of their lineup, Bishop, Plaz, Polanco. Two lefties against the southpaw Sanchez. Starts with Braylon Bishop, the leadoff man. 1-for-4, first pitch, misses up and in. He tumbles out of the box. Trying to convince Pedro Torres that he got hit, but he didn't. Shaking out his hand. Climbs back in after a dramatic first pitch. Here's the 1-0. That's a called strike. Bishop uses his front arm as if to say, hey, that's up. Moves his hand up and down. No less, 1-1. Bishop singled back in the second, the pitch. He waves and misses at a slider. That wasn't even close. Boy, was he fooled. 1-2. Bishop calls time, steps out of the box. Adjusts his black batting gloves. Now his front ankle guard strides back into the box. Sanchez trying to set down the leadoff man in the bottom of the ninth. The 1-2. Bishop thought about swinging at a similar slider. That time he learned his lesson and held up. 2-2. First batter of these save spots, always so important to set the tone. Sanchez trying to do just that. 2-2. It's cracked in the air, deep to left. Perez moving back in front of the track, backs up, makes the catch. Bishop is out number one. Sanchez gets the leadoff man. Here's Axiel Plaz. Plaz, the big right-handed batter, has some thump to him. 0-for-1 with a ground out. First pitch. Called strike. 0-1. Blue Jays lead 6-3. Bottom nine. Two outs away from a win. The pitch. Plaz takes low. 1-1. The word around the Blue Jays clubhouse is just, we need one. We need one today. Need to get one. All week. 1-1. Plaz takes outside. 2-1. There has been a big sense of urgency around this club. And they've shook things up pregame all week. Different routines, working on different things. 2-1. Plaz takes low and in. 3-1. Based on all that, you'd think the team has lost 9 in a row like they did earlier this year. Not the case, just 3 in a row, but you just don't want to let Clearwater keep running away, although it may already be too late. 3-1 pitch. Plaz waves and misses over a slider. Runs it full, 3-2. One thing that's very evident is that Jose Mayorga, the manager, has a really good pulse on his group. Knows what this team needs. Payoff pitch. Blas gets a piece of it. Fouls it off the home plate umpire Pedro Torres. Still 3-2. One thing that stood out in a conversation I had with Mayo early in the season, he said, I remember what I liked as a player and what I didn't like. I try to avoid those things I didn't like and, of course, use the things that I did like for my managers. Payoff misses high and outside. Blas reaches on a one-out walk. Man aboard for Shailene Polanco. He's 0 for 4. I think having a manager like Jose Mayorga, who not too long ago was a minor league player himself, really helps. Managed in winter ball as well back in Panama. And the players really, really enjoy playing for him. That's also very evident. Blue Jays trying to nail down a win here. They lead 6-3, bottom nine with one out. Lefty on lefty, first pitch to Polanco. Misses low for a ball. Sanchez with the set at the chin. Gives a look at the runner and deals. And gets a called strike. Polanco turns, wants a challenge. That wish is not granted. As the Marauders are out of them. Whoops. 1-1 from JJ. Misses downstairs. Two balls, one strike. Tolman, the shortstop, playing close to the second base bag. One. Polanco pops it up behind to home plate. Out of play. Lands on the press box roof. To go with the pirate theme here, if I'm not mistaken, the press box roof is shaped like a pirate hat. 2-2. Polanco takes a breaking ball down, runs it full for the second straight batter. 3-2. Fans who have stuck around chanting and clapping along with the music. Big pitch here. Payoff to Polanco on the way. He rips it foul. The right field side, he has barreled up some foul balls tonight. It's out in front of a slider there. Still 3-2. Sanchez trying to avoid bringing the tying run to the plate as the Blue Jays lead 6-3 in the bottom of the ninth. Blas over at first after a walk. Polanco settles back into his stance in the left side. The next payoff pitch is popped up on the infield. Towards the second baseman, Arnold. It's the third baseman, De La Rosa, who calls for it and makes the catch. Marauders are down to their final out. It's represented by Eddie Rodriguez. Blas still over at first for him. 6-3 Jays. Right-handed batter, left-handed thrower. JJ's first pitch. Called strike at the knees, and it's 0-1. The bright lights shining down onto the almost black infield dirt here at Lecom Park. Sanchez fires, and the pitches hop slowly to shortstop. Tolman is there. He throws the short way to second, and the ball game is over. It's a Blue Jays win. They're back in the win column after three straight losses to these Marauders, and the series split is still in play. Blue Jays use a three-run seventh inning to jump ahead and take the win. 6-3 the final score. We'll be back with the totals on the postgame show next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, FlexFit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game Flex Pack. Purchase four or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Back at Leacom Park, where this one is in the books. Blue Jays back in the win column. They snap a three-game losing streak at the hands of these Marauders. Series now stands at 3-2 in favor of Bradenton. Blue Jays will have a chance to play for the split tomorrow. Here are the final totals. First for the victorious Dunedin Blue Jays. They score 6 runs on 8 hits, 2 errors, and they leave 10 men on base. Thankfully, it doesn't come back to haunt them. For Bradenton, 10 men on base did come back to haunt them. They score 3 runs on 5 hits, 3 errors, and they leave 10 men. The winning pitcher is Bo Bonds, who just got one out, but it was a big out, as he stranded men on second and third in the sixth. Got a ground out against Braylon Bishop. Bonds earns the win. He improves to 1-1. The loss goes to Hunter Furtado, who went an inning and a third, allowed 3 hits, 5 runs, 3 of which were earned, 2 walks, no strikeouts for Furtado. He falls to 0-1. The save goes to J.J. Sanchez, who had a long ninth inning, worked around a walk issued to Axial Plaz, worked a few long counts, but in the end, he nails down his third save this year. This ball game was played in front of 1,629 in 2 hours and 53 minutes at Leacom Park in Bradenton. Let's look elsewhere around the Florida State League. Some final scores in the books, I'm sure. In fact, I believe this is the last final score in the books. The Blue Jays wrapped up and a nearly 3-hour contest. Lakeland defeats Palm Beach at home 8-3. Tampa hangs on to win over Jupiter 6-1. Clearwater with a shutout victory. They're 31-13. Blue Jays gain no ground in the standings with tonight's win. They're 10 games back. And Daytona wins by 1 over Fort Myers. 9 runs on 14 hits for Daytona. 8 runs on 10 hits for the Mighty Muscles. That's the Florida State League out-of-town scoreboard. As for the Toronto Blue Jays organization tonight, they're in the middle of the 10th in Hillsboro for High A Vancouver. The Canadians lead 2-1. They're going to have to buckle down in the bottom half for a one-run win. FCL Blue Jays lost in 10 innings. It was a pitcher's duel until it wasn't, when the FCL Tigers scored 5 runs. Not great. They scored 5 runs in the top of the 10th inning to win 7-2. That's the FCL for you. As for Double A, the Fisher Cats lose to Somerset 5-3 at home. Triple A Buffalo shut out at home 7-0. The final score, Saints from St. Paul take the win over the Bisons. As for the big league club playing in Detroit again today, they played this afternoon and they lost. It was 2-1 in a pitcher's duel. Blue Jays offense just could not get going again. Jose Berrios had another strong outing, but it's all for naught.
Berríos with 7 innings, 7 hits, just 2 earned runs, 5 strikeouts, no walks. But it was not enough as the Blue Jays go 1 for 11 with runners in scoring position and leave 8 on. And they fall 2-1 to Detroit. So not a great night for the big league club, but it was a great night for the DJs, who keep the series split in play with their 6-3 win over Bradenton. Looking ahead to tomorrow's series finale, Blue Jays will square off against Connor Oliver, the left-hander, with a 5.59 ERA. He'll be opposed by Gage Stanifer for the Jays, the right-hander, with a 6.94 ERA coming off his best start this year. So it's Oliver against Stanifer, Blue Jays against Bradenton. We'll get started at noon tomorrow with our coverage beginning with the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show at 11:45. We hope you can join us then, but until then, that does it for our coverage on this Sunday night, or rather Saturday night, in Bradenton. For everybody back in Dunedin at TD Ballpark, this is Larry Larson saying thank you so much for joining us on your Saturday night, and we hope you can join us again tomorrow to wrap up this six-game series. One more time, the final score. Blue Jays back on top. They win it 6-3. This has been a presentation of the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. So long, everybody.